139 yards and 3 touchdowns in that 42-0 win last week over McLeod. Tayson Horrock and Drake Millies, two very quality, high-quality dual-threat quarterbacks, perhaps the two best quarterbacks in Class 1A in the state of Kansas, colliding here at Dave Henry Field for the sectional round in Class 1A. The other 1A playoff matchups, Plainville defending champion Conway Springs, number 4 Centralia at number 5 St. Mary's Pittsburgh Colgan. That game on our sister station KMZA 92.1. Printing profit with the call down there in Pittsburgh. And last we heard, Centralia's up 8-7, and Madison Lodge is at Valley Heights. The winner of this game will play the winner of Colgan-Centralia next Friday. If Rossville would win and Centralia wins, that game would be in Centralia. If Centralia-Jackson Heights win, that game would be at Jackson Heights. If Colgan and Jackson Heights win, that game also would be here at Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights, the number one overall seed in Class 1A, so they'll be at home as long as they keep playing until the state championship game coming up on Saturday, November 30th. In Hutchinson. That is the ultimate destination for these two teams. Caleb Wick, head coach, 13th year, record of 87-41. And Derek Thomas in his 12th year with the Bulldogs, 113-27. Of course, all those state titles, 20th overall as a head coach. Can't wait to get this one started. We're seconds away. Jackson Heights in the home black uniforms with the gold numerals and helmets and the gold trim. And is Rossville in the road white with the black numerals outlined in the red, black pants, black helmets. Here's the kickoff by Zeller. We're underway. Hope you enjoy it tonight on 96.9 The Pulse as the kickoff rolls all the way into the end zone for a touchback, as it was Rossville, not when it touched that one, Makai Jackson got away from it, although if that lands short of the goal line, he has to pick it up. The live ball did go into the end zone, and so Rossville will start with the football on the touchback at their own 20-yard line. We talk about the Bulldogs, 7-3 this year, started 0-3. They have won 7 in a row. Jackson Heights, obviously, on a 10-game winning streak. Kai Jackson split wide to the left. We'll set the offensive lineup for Rossville. We'll set the defensive starters for Jackson Heights when we have the opportunity. From right to left, Bulldogs have it out of the pistol formation. Now an empty backfield. Bush goes in motion. It is Horrock on a quarterback keep, and he fumbles the football, and it's recovered. Oh, no, it's still alive and picked up by Drake Mellies, and the Cobras have a turnover on the first offensive play from scrimmage. Whoa! Rossville, looked like the lineman had it recovered on the fumble. It was Drake Mellies. Johnny on the spot picks it up, returns it to the 13, and Jackson Heights defense forces the 28th turnover of the year. What a crazy way to start this one. Horrock coughed up the football. It looked like a lineman was jumping on top of it. The ball squirted free. Mellies picked it up and just got tripped up, or it would have been the fourth defensive touchdown of the year for the Cobra defense. So the Cobras will start at the Rossville 13, moving to our right. Drake Mellies is the quarterback, a junior. Here is the handoff to Titus Eisenbar. Tries to bounce the outside. He turns it up. He's at the 5. Cut back at the 4. Stays on his feet. Dives into the end zone for Pylon. He's in. Touchdown. 18 seconds into this playoff game. A huge, colossal matchup between two of those teams in the state. And Jackson Heights turns Rossville over. And then they score in the very next play. 6-0 Cobras. 13-yard run for Eisenbar. Titus Eisenbarth with his 18th rushing touchdown of the season. And before everybody could really get into their seats, although I will say people here an hour before, hour and a half before the game, a kick by Ludwig is good on the extra point. The exchange shooting for the Czech Republic puts it right through the upright. 7-0 Jackson Heights, 11:42 remaining here in this first quarter. You could not ask for a better start if you're a Cobra fan right now. Hope you're enjoying it tonight on the Cobra Channel and our game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse. But it was Mellies with the fumble recovery and Horrock with the fumble on the first play from scrimmage. And now Rossville will get the ball back, but trailing 7-0. Jackson Heights has not trailed for a single second this year. Hard to believe, but they haven't. Absolutely have not trailed this year. And 18 seconds in, they're in front 7-0. Rossville, in their 7 wins, the closest game they've had here during this winning streak, 28-0 against Olby. Jackson Heights' closest win all year, 28-point margin as well back in week 1, as we said earlier, against Riverside. So the Jackson Heights defense forces the fumble. They've only allowed 4 touchdowns all year. They have 3 intercept returns for scores, and there they forced a 12th fumble of the season and a 28th turnover overall for that stingy Cobra defense. It's just like a Cobra. It strikes, and it causes damage to the opposing team. Here is the kickoff, caught in play at the 2, then back to the end zone, bringing it out is Makai Jackson as he caught it in play and then retreated in the end zone. He is buried near the 10, maybe the 11-yard line. So Jackson Heights is fired up and ready to go Let's set up this Jackson Heights defense for you. Is Sir Peak and Austin Zeller, DNs, D-tackles, Andrew Galata and Max Watkins, Tegan Bohe and Kate Holiday, the outside backers, inside backers, J.W. Moore, Titus Eisenbarth. And then corner is Titan Eisenbarth, Ian Allen, and Drake Melly is the safety who has two interception returns for touchdown, leads the team with five interceptions on that stingy Cobra D. First down and 10. This is Horak keeping it right up the middle, and the ball is free again, but they say his forward progress is stopped. No, they're saying he was down. Well, the ball squirted free again, and man, oh man, would that have been something if it had back-to-back fumbles on back-to-back plays. Horak's had a great year, but having a hard time holding on to football here in the early going. Horak, 5'9", 156-pound senior, 7 yards away from 1,000 yards rushing, 41 away from 2,000 career rushing yards. He's thrown for over 1,000 this year as well. He's back to throw on second down and 9. He's near side, and it is incomplete. Melly's had a pick. The ball was right in his hands. It was severely underthrown to the near side, intended for Madura. Bush was there as well, Connor Bush, and Melly's had an easy pick, and he dropped it. That pass had trouble written all over it from the very beginning, and Horak is very fortunate that was not picked off. He has thrown just 4 interceptions this year, 12 touchdowns. He's run for over 100 yards 6 times this year as Horak. Brock Bush, the left tackle. Jordan Johnson, left guard. Jared Cunningham, senior center. Leo Worley's the right guard. He's a senior, and senior right tackle, Will Cook. Slot is Connor Bush, along with Makai Jackson, Jack Donovan, a wideout, Cameron Badura, Andre Johnson, running back, and Horak, the quarterback. Horak back to throw on 3rd and 9. Out to the near sideline, it is caught, making a cut back, breaking a couple of tackles, and all the way up past the 30 to the 31. It's a pickup of 18 and a first down, the first one for Rossville, as it's a completion to Andre Johnson. Remember Andre Johnson back in the day for the Houston Texans, a heck of a wide receiver. Andre Johnson of Rossville, a very talented young man, 6 foot, 211-pound junior, who has just his 7th catch of the year, but 3 of them have gone for touchdowns. First down and 10 from the 32. Horak, quarterback draw, keeps it. And he's able to run into J.W. Moore, who puts up a wall between him and Horak and drops him at the 35. It's a gain of 3. Horak with a couple of carries here in the early going. 3 carries for 8 yards. It is 2nd down and 7 for the Bulldog offense. Rossville coming in. They are averaging 40 points a game. They're giving up 15 per contest. Jackson Heights averages 55 and gives up just 2.9 a game, which is insane. And we're in week 11, state quarterfinals 1A. In motion to the far side, here's the handoff to Connor Bush, and he's able to surge forward, twisting his way to the 40. A pickup of 5, brings up 3rd down and 2. J.W. Moore in on the stop for the Cobra defense. Also there for Jackson Heights was Max Watkins, who had a nice game defensively a week ago. Connor Bush is a slot back. He'll carry the ball. He can catch it out of the backfield or line up as a slot or wide receiver. And then his brother, Brock, is the left tackle. Connor, a junior. Brock is a senior. 3rd down and 2 for the Bulldogs. Trans 7-0, and it is Connor Bush plowing straight ahead through the middle of that line, and he's able to pick up 3, maybe 4 yards to the 44. 3rd and 2, picks up 4 yards, and a 1st down for the Bulldog offense. Rossville just wanted to settle down a little bit after fumbling on their first offensive play from scrimmage. Brock, a fumble, and it was recovered by Drake Mellies. And the next play, Titus Eisenbarth goes in from 13 yards out, and Jackson Heights leads 7-0. Jackson Heights changing up the defensive front, 3-man rush. Horak, short drop, throws on an out, and drilled immediately, and the ball was loose. He never had control. What a hit over a far side. Sir Peak was over there, Titus Eisenbarth, also Ian Allen, to name just a few Cobras. As the intended target, Makai Jackson, he took a lick, and he keeps ticking, but he couldn't hang on to the ball. It's an incomplete pass. Jackson Heights has heard all about how Rossville's played a much tougher schedule. Rossville certainly knows that they're battle-tested coming in after playing 3 state-ranked teams in the first 3 weeks and then cruising the last 7. So it's a very intriguing matchup, and the Cobras certainly have a chip on their shoulder. They're showing it early. 2nd down and 10 from the 44 for Rossville. Trips to the left. 7-0, Jackson Heights to the lead. Here's a handoff, a little delay, and then breaking free, bounce off a couple tackles. Andre Johnson, he's at Jackson Heights 40, and finally ridden down from behind at the 38. As Eisenbarth with the tackle, but not before. Big yardage for the Bulldogs in the running game. It's a gain of 18 and a 1st down. Derek Thomas, he said, we found our identity in week 3 against Nemaul Central in the second half. They were down 24-0 in that game, came back and almost won it. And they found that they need to rely on the running game a little bit more, simplify the passing game, and they have not skipped a beat since. Trips right, 1 receiver to left. In motion is Connor Bush. 7-0 Jackson Heights. 8:51 to go in this first quarter. And Johnson breaks another tackle, and he's up to the races, down the middle field, into the second level, and into the secondary, down to the 21-yard line. It's a gain of 17 for Andre Johnson. And this Rossville offense, they are physical. Their line isn't particularly big, although Worley is 291 at right guard, a senior. Will Cook has been a beast this year, especially on defense, with 14 tackles for loss and 7 sacks. He's a good right tackle. First down and 10 at the 21 for Rossville. No huddle. 3 receivers left, 1 receiver to the right. 7-0 Jackson Heights. Rossville with a turnover in their first play from scrimmage. Next play, Jackson Heights scored from 13 yards out. Going in motion is Makai Jackson. It's Horak as they spread him out. He runs up the middle, and Tayson Horak down to the 15. The senior picks up 6. There to drop him on the tackle was Moore, and also there for Jackson Heights defensively was Titan Eisenbarth, who had interception last week, as did Mellies and J.W. Moore in that win over Troy. Gain of 6 for Tayson Horak. Tayson's older. Well, he's got a lot of talent in his family, but it starts with his mom. His mom was an All-State player at Silver Lake. Now they're, of course, at Rossville. She is in the Pittsburgh State Sports Hall of Fame for softball. She's a heck of an athlete. Here is Horak, her son, running outside, bounces it, cuts back in to the 10, down to the 5, and hit at the 4 as Sir Peak making the tackle from behind. Also, there was Eisenbarth, a gain of 11 in a first down and goal situation for Tayson Horak and the Bulldogs. Tayson's brother, Tucker, ran for 2,000 yards and threw for 2,000 yards in the same season. Only first person ever to do that in the state of Kansas back in 2015. Had a 41 record as quarterback and led Rossville to back-to-back 14-0 state championship seasons at 14-15-3A. Horak hands it off to Johnson, running right, looking for the end zone, and he is able to skip and gallop in untouched. Running to his right, easy cutback, big lane by the offensive line, and Rossville has regrouped after that early turnover, and they're within 1, pending the extra point. It's a 4-yard run for Andre Johnson, who had 3 carries for 39 yards on that drive, coming in averaging 8 yards a carry. And on the kick, the extra point is Vincent Daniel, who is 36-39 on PATs. Long snapper is Cunningham. The kick is on the way, and it is good. We're all knotted up. Number 2, Jackson Heights. Number 3, Rossville. 7-7 tie. 7:21 to go in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Community Healthcare Systems, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, whole family health and inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Jackson Heights struck first. Their defense forcing a turnover. They scored on the very next offensive play. But Rossville, on their second possession, they hold on to the football. They march it down the field methodically. They go 13 plays, 88 yards. It was Johnson, a 4-yard run. His 4th rushing touchdown of the season. Extra point good by Daniel. And it's 7-7. How about Centralia leading Colgan at halftime? 32-7. 32-7. Centralia leading Colgan. Once again, if Centralia and Jackson Heights win, that game will be here at Jackson Heights. If Centralia Rossville wins, that game will be at Centralia next Friday. Long way to go down Pittsburgh yet on KMZA. Here's the return by Eisenbart. Breaks a tackle. Nice return. Out to the 39, close to the 40. Special teams tackle made there for Rossville. It was Remy Drogemeyer, a sophomore, out there along with Jordan Johnson on the special teams coverage, and they'll put the ball at the 40, and that's where Jackson Heights will begin. Their second possession of the night, they had just one play, but it was a touchdown, 13-yard run. Drake Mellies is the starting quarterback, Cade Holliday, running back along with Titus Eisenbarth, the wide receivers Ian Allen, Austin Zeller, along with Tegan Bohe, right tackle J.W. Moore, left tackle Max Watkins, Cash Robinson, left guard, Jace Doyle, the center, and Andrew Galata is your right guard. We'll set the Rossville defense in a moment. First and 10 from the 40 for Jackson Heights, moving left to right. In motion is Zeller. Little jet sweep action. They toss it to him, so that counts as a pass. And Zeller is forward to the 45-yard line. Nice gain of 5. Connor Bush in on the stop. Also there, Andre Johnson for Rossville. Zeller, a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can also run the football. As we said, that ends up being a pass play on that little toss. We see Mahomes and Tyreek Hill do that a long time ago when Hill was still with the Chiefs. So that ends up being a pass, not a run for Zeller. Second down and five. A little three-back wishbone look. Under center is Mellies, tries to get Roscoe to jump, and they do as the Bulldogs, Leo Worley, 6'3", 291, came across early, first penalty of the ballgame, and it's against Rossville. Starting defense, Caleb Lehman is the defensive end, a junior. Nose guard, Leo Worley, a senior. Defensive end, Will Cook, 7 sacks on the year. Outside backers, Cale Horgan, a sophomore. Jordan Johnson, the senior. Inside backers, Andre Johnson and Brock Bush. The corners, Jake Donovan and Tayson Horak. And the safeties, Cameron Badura and Connor Bush. First down and five for Jackson Heights. 1A state quarterfinals. Glad you could tune in tonight on 96.9 The Pulse and online, CozaFM.com, and our free MSC radio app. Hope everything's sounding good as well on the Cobra channel. Thanks to Zach and Tyson handling things there. Here's Titan Eisenberth. Oh, he takes a hit. Connor Bush unloads on him from his linebacker spot. Eisenberth, forward progress just to the 49 in Bulldog territory. A gain of just a yard on that carry for Eisenberth. Second carry of the night for Titus. Had a touchdown run to start things off after the fumble by Rossville. For Rossville, that was their sixth turnover of the season. Jackson Heights, according to their stats, only 5 turnovers as well. So you wonder why teams are good. Don't turn the ball over. You're going to have a pretty good season. 3 receivers left, 1 receiver right, 7-7 tie. 6 minutes to go, first quarter from Dave Henry Field to Jackson Heights. Mellies to throw for the first time. He's flush. Now he keeps it right up the middle of the field. He has tremendous speed. He spins out of a tackle and just tripped up all the way down to the 26-yard line of Rossville. Gain of 23, saving a touchdown was Cameron Badura. Oh, he is so elusive, is Drake Mellies, and certainly Coach Hamas noted that in a pregame interview. He says it starts with the quarterback. Horak and him are very similar. They can throw it, they can run it, they're tremendous athletes. They both are ball hawks on defense. They're good returners in kick return and punt return. First down at 10 from the near hash at the 26 for Jackson Heights in the black unis. Here is Mellies, quarterback keep running right, and oh, he takes on a defender and kind of bowls Horak out of bounds. Down to the 21. It's a gain of 5 for Mellies. Mellies last week, 152 yards rushing. Only threw it 4 times. 1 completion, but it was a touchdown to Titus Eisenbarth in that win over Troy last week. Concern for Rossville coming in. Explosive plays for Jackson Heights offense. Mellies, of course, being a dual threat. Jackson Heights' concern is we got to score in the red zone. They did on their first possession, which was one play, and now they're close to entering the red zone. They're at the Rossville 21 for the near hash. 2 receivers bunched left, 1 receiver to the right. Zeller in motion. They fake it to him. Mellies keeps it running right. Has a convoy in front. Gets a nice block. And then Bush comes over to wrap him up at the 16. Very close to a first down. Well, it looked like it might go for a touchdown, but when you get to this level, there's speed all over the place. Rossville has athletes across the field, and Mellies gimpy as he has ankle turned. He turned his ankle last week, and over Troy bounced back and was fine, but he is trying to shake it off as he limps back to the Cobra huddle. So it was a gain of 4 for Mellies. He is just about a foot short, maybe 2 feet short of a first down. Jackson Heights, Rossville, 7-7 tie, under 5 to play here in this first quarter. Receiver left, wing back left is Peak. 1 receiver right is Holiday. The give is Titus Eisenbarth, who slips and falls on 3rd and 1, and there to greet him was Lehman with the tackle. And also there for Rossville was Will Cook, number 65. We mentioned how big a year he's had, 14 tackles for loss, 7 sacks. No gain on the play, so it's 4th down and 1. Now, early in that win over Troy last week, Jackson Heights had a 3rd and short, couldn't convert, actually lost a few yards, had to kick a field goal. And Coach Wick telling me this week, we have to score touchdowns, don't settle for field goals. They had 2 short field goals last week in that victory over Troy. 4th and 1, Cobras go for it. Power set, 3 backs, 2 tight ends. Trying to draw Rossville off, they don't jump. Mellies gets it from Doyle to center, hands it off. Eisenbarth running hard, forward progress, he's got it. To the 14, he picks up 2. It was a hard run. Cook was there to meet him. Also there was Connor Bush, but it's a gain of 2. Move the chains, 1st down and 10 for the Cobra offense. First meeting between these two schools on the gridiron since 1997 when I was in college. That's how long it's been, 27 years ago. Jackson Heights is all-time series, 4-2, but in the playoffs, 2nd meeting between the two schools. Rossville won back in 1978. 1 receiver left is Keegan Bohe. 2 receivers to the right, Zeller along with Allen. Mellies in the pistol with Holiday to his left hip. First down and 10 for the 14. Mellies looks for a crease in the tunnel, closes very quickly. Nice open field tackle applied there for the Bulldog defense as it was Connor Bush again. And Mellies gets a yard, and that is it. Coach Caleb Wick has told me and many other people in the media that, you know, we have not faced adversity too much on the field in regards to we've never trailed. We haven't been punched in the mouth really yet this year, and he's interested to see how his team responds to that. 7-7 tie, 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Second down and 8 from the 12 for Mellies and his Cobra offense. Receiver right, Holiday to give it to Eisenbarth. Oh, nobody blocks up front, coming through untouched and making the tackle for Rossville for a loss of a yard, maybe two. It was Charlie Chance, a sophomore. Nobody blocked him, and he came through and laid the lumber to Eisenbarth. Had no chance on that play. So third down and 10 after that two-yard pickup for Mellies, and then they lose two to Eisenbarth. Breakdown there in the blocking schemes for Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights led 7-0. Rossville put together a 13-play, 88-yard drive to tie it at 7. Here at Dave Henry Field in at Jackson Heights. Twins left, two receivers right. They fake a bubble screen. This is Mellies. He keeps it running up the middle, runs into a wall and barrier of Rossville Bulldogs. And he has stood up, never actually got tackled. Forward progress stopped at the 10. That's a gain of 4 for Mellies, who has 5 carries for 38 yards. And so now Jackson Knights faced with a 4th and 6. They do have John Ludwig, who has been outstanding this year. 3 of 4 on field goals, as long as 32. He's 60 of 65 on extra points, but did have 2 extra points blocked last week. Had 2 short field goals a week ago, 25 and 23. This will be a 25 attempt from the middle of the field, between the numbers. The snap, the hold by Mellies, the kick on the way by Ludwig, and the transfer exchange student from the Czech Republic drills it right down the middle as if he was a golfer on the fairway. 10-7 Jackson Heights, 1:34 to go in this first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, a 10-play drive for Jackson Heights. It does stall out, though, at the around the 10-yard line. So about a 50-yard drive, 10 plays. They settle for a 25-yard field goal for John Ludwig. That is his 4th made field goal in 5 tries this year. Jackson Knights lead 10-7. Minute 34 to go, first quarter. Very entertaining first quarter of play in this 1A state quarterfinal. Here's a kickoff taken middle of the field at the 8 by Horak. Horak has 1 return for a touchdown this year, but Tegan Bohe hits him hard on the return. And he is dropped at the 26, maybe the 27. That's where the Bulldogs will begin their third possession of the night. And the Cobras leading by 3, thanks to that Ludwig field goal. And they're going to mark it, I think, at the 27 is where they're going to put it. Well, this Rossville football team, they lost to Silver Lake in overtime, a game that led most of the way. Let that one slip away week one. Lost to St. Mary's, who was ranked in top 5 in 2A at the time. Then lost to Emaul Central week 3, 31-28. But since then, they have blown out the competition. 10-7. Horak rolls and throws. It is caught by Connor Bush, far sideline. Makes a cutback. Makes a man miss. Connor Bush still on his feet, and he's tripped up by the ankles from behind by the Cobra defense, past the 45 and all the way up to the 47. It's a gain of 20. Just a quick pass to the right side near the sideline to Connor Bush, and Bush does the rest and picks up 20 on the pass completion. Rossville trying to do something no other team has done this year, and that's lead against Jackson Heights. Rossville go down score here. They Cobras will be facing their first deficit of the entire year. First and 10 at the 47. Horak's pass is tipped in the air and dropped. J.W. Moore had a chance for the interception at the 45 and right through his arms. And remember, Mellies dropped an interception on the second drive of the game for Rossville. So that's 2 possible interceptions for this Cobra defense. In fairness, that one was deflected, timing probably thrown off for J.W. Moore. But Horak has dodged a couple of big-time mistakes throwing the football. Second down and 10 from the 48 from the far hash. From right to left are the Bulldogs. No huddle. Going quick. Twins left. One receiver right hand up to Johnson. Johnson bounces outside. Turns it upfield. Johnson, full head of steam. He's at the 30. Cobra 25. Upended over there by Titus Eisenbarth. I think Allen was there as well. But it's a big gain from the 48 down to the 24-yard line. Pickup of 24. With Johnson coming in, he'd only rushed for 200 yards this year, but he has 63 in this first quarter. Under a minute to go. First period, 10-7 in favor of Jackson Heights, but the Bulldogs are driving. Cameron Miller is in, a tall receiver, number 16. Bunch trips set to the left. Horrock is in the pistol. Wing back left is Johnson. Empty backfield. Horrock sends Johnson motion to the right at the Cobra 24. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. 10-7, Cobra's lead. Horrock has some time, dances, fires a laser to the near side. It is caught and making a man miss as Makai Jackson gets by Drake Millies. 15 versus 15. Eisenbarth bumps him out of bounds at the 14. It's a gain of 10. Yards after catch right now have been very effective for this Bulldog offense. Jackson with his first catch of the night. Horrock throwing the football 3 of 6, 2 near interceptions. He's thrown just 4 this year. First down and 10 at the 14 for Rossville. And now we have a whistle and a stoppage in play. Okay. They're going to measure. So the chains, they have first down, but they didn't actually move the chains. The marker says first down, but they did not move the chains, so they'll bring in the sticks. Axtell wins over Osborne tonight. No surprise there, 54-8. And Clifton Clyde rolls Madison 46-0. Osage City leading Nemaw Central 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. Osage City is undefeated at 10-0. Nemaw Central 9-1. Only loss in week one to Marysville. It is enough for a first down to move the chains. And the Bulldogs in business. First and 10 at the Cobra 14. Jackson Heights, it bears repeating. They've given up just 4 touchdowns all year. Now 5 after the one tonight. Jackson Heights has never trailed, not for 1 second this entire year. Closest game was week one against Riverside, 35-7. Miller, wide left, 2 receivers to the right. Bush is in the slot. Horrock, empty backfield. This is where he likes to run it, out of that empty backfield formation. In motion, Andre Johnson has had a big game so far. Lines up wing back left. Horrock marks out the signals. Here comes Connor Bush in motion. They fake it to Bush. Horrock keeps it, and we have a flag. It's the second one of the night. This one will probably be against the Bulldogs. First one was as well. It's a false start on Rossville. Rossville last week, they avoided the penalties. They did a wonderful job holding on to the football in some rainy, windy conditions, and they went over McLeod. This Rossville team is, they got a forfeit over Maranatha, first district game, then a 43-0 win over Mission Valley, took care of Caraparaville, 71-24, beat Olpe 28-0, while Bunzi, back-to-back weeks, 55-14, 47-13, and then 42-0 over McLeod to get to the 1A state quarters. First year they dropped to 1A. They've been 2A and 3A in the past, going for 2A to 1A this year. First down at 15 at the 19 in Cobra territory for the Bulldog offense. Going in motion, Makai Jackson. Here is the handoff to Andre Johnson. Johnson, and the ball is fumbled. Johnson fumbles, and I think the Cobras have it. Oh, the Cobras needed a turnover as Rossville was in the red zone. There is a flag on the play, however. We'll sort it all out. But the Cobras, Austin Zeller, comes out of the pile holding the pigskin in his big right paw. It is Cobra football. Now they discuss the penalty. Based on how everybody's reacting, it looks like it will stand the fumble recovery. Johnson had it and just slipped right out of his hands running to his right. And now they pick up the penalty. Is there no penalty? Apparently they just picked up the flag. So no penalty. So Jackson Heights forces the turnover, and now they will start at their own 17-yard line. As Johnson fumbled the football, second turnover of the game already for Rossville. Nelly's in the gun from the far hash. Twins left, twins right. He runs option. He tosses it. Here on the run, it's Holiday. First carry of the night, and the defense of Rossville spreads it out, stretches out. Connor Bush to tackle. Horrock there to defend on the edge as well. But Holiday picks up 8, running right to the 25. In fact, picks up 9 to the 26. Holiday ran for over 100 last week. Had to Mellies and Eisenbarth and the win over Troy. And that's the end of a very entertaining and exciting first quarter. Jackson Heights 10, Rossville 7. Back in 1 minute. This is high school playoff football, 96.9 The Pulse.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Buchetti Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Buchetti Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Grounded Coffee House has been serving the Rossville community for the past 17 years. Start your game day the Grounded way. Enjoy hot or iced lattes, frappes, including peanut butter and chocolate, and Lotus energy drinks. Make sure to try the fan favorite Bulldog Bite or kick off Christmas season with a peppermint mocha. Grounded Coffee House in downtown Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wayne Gersher back with you along with studio engineer MJ. This is when things get really exciting. You get down to the final eight teams in every classification in the state of Kansas. We'll go through the matchups during our halftime show, maybe give you scoring updates as well. And this is what you want to be playing for, a right to move on to the semifinals next week. The winner of this game will take on the winner of Colgan and Centralia. Last we heard, 32-7, Centralia dominating Colgan down in Pittsburgh. Second down and one for Jackson Heights. They have the football at their own 26 after forcing a second fumble. Rossville had it inside the red zone at the 19, actually at the 14 to a penalty. Here's Zeller. He backpedals away, and then he is swallowed up and spit out. Devoured there as Badura in on the tackle, number two for Rossville. Forward progress is enough for a first down, however, to the 27, close to the 28 for Zeller, who just made that fumble recovery, came out of the pile. If you're just tuning in, Rossville fumbled in their first play from scrimmage. Drake Mellies recovered, returned it to the 13. Very next play, Titus Eisenbarth, a touchdown, 7-0, 18 seconds into this game. Rossville went a 13-play, 88-yard drive, tied it, and then Jackson Heights a short field goal to take the lead. First down and 10 for the Cobras. Two men in motion, and they're not throwing a flag. And now I think Jackson Heights is going to call a timeout. They do. 11-10 to go in this first quarter. 10-7 in favor of Jackson Heights. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
At Skilled Saws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years. On the back of one man's dream, Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skilled Saws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at SkilledSaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skilled Saws Hardwood Flooring. With Chris Schaefer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. After the timeout, Mellies airs it out deep over the middle. Has a man. Zeller can't hold it in. Off his fingertips, right down the middle of the field at the Rossville 45. So Jackson Heights dials up the long distance play out of the timeout, and Mellies leads Zeller just an inch or two too far. Zeller's able to get behind that safety, and if he catches that, he's probably gone for a touchdown. Instead of a 73-yard touchdown strike, it ends up being an innocent incomplete pass. Mellies with his first incompletion of the night. He is one of two for 5 yards so far. 10-7, Jackson Heights with the lead. They have the ball, second and 10 from the far hash mark. Receiver to the left is Zeller. Here's Mellies as he fakes it, keeps it running left, and is dropped. Outstanding play made there by Brock Bush. Brock Bush, a inside linebacker, shot through and able to trip up Mellies, and that's no easy feat. A gain of two for Drake. Big thanks to our sponsors making all this possible. You've heard them throughout tonight's broadcast. And a big thank you all that sponsors you see on the Cobra channel as well. Thanks to Zach running our laptop. Tyson doing a great job running our camera. Beautiful night for football, about 60 degrees at kickoff. Not bad for mid-November. 1A state quarterfinals. Jackson Heights ranked number 2, Rossville number 3. Jackson Heights leads by 3. In motion is Titus Eisenbarn. Out of the pistol, Mellies. Receiver right, 1 to the left. Sprint option right, dumps it off, right flat, caught by Titus Eisenbarn. Turns up field, far side, cuts back in, nailed from behind by Andre Johnson, but not before. Again, to the 45 for Eisenbarn's 16-yard pickup on 3rd and 8. A very safe play, but a very effective play. And Titus Eisenbarn has really been getting it done, both running the football and catching the ball this year. Titus needs just 66 yards for 1,000 yards rushing this year. He also has over 400 yards receiving and 7 touchdown catches. He's had 2 games where he's had over 100 yards receiving, 3 games where he's run for over 300 yards. So he is a threat out of the backfield, whether it's running or catching the football. Bohe Keegan, along with Zeller, split to the left. Zeller's in the slot. Wing back left is Eisenbarth. Mellie's empty backfield, now in motion near side. Here comes Holiday. Mellie swings it out. It is caught by Holiday at the 41, and he dives forward to the 49. A gain of 4, original line of scrimmage of 45. Nice tackle there on the outside made by Rossville. Cale Horgan with the tackle for the Bulldog defense. So a gain of 4 on that little swing pass to Holiday. Covers with 3 runners over 100 yards last week, and Zeller added another 77 as Jackson Heights ran the ball for 467 yards against Troy. 9-10 and ticking here in this first half. 10-7 Jackson Heights. 2 receivers left, 1 receiver right. The give is to Eisenbarth. Stays on his feet and dives forward as he stumbles forward all his momentum all the way to the Rossville 44. Gain of 7 for Eisenbarth, who almost bear crawled his way to pick up that first down. Great balance for Titus Eisenbarth, 5'9", 170 pounds senior. He now has 955 yards rushing this year. Mellies, by the way, has now gone over 1,000 yards rushing. Drake Mellies, pretty good year. 17 touchdown passes, 1 interception. He's thrown for over 1,000. He's rushed for over 1,000. And he'll be back next year. Bad news for the opponents in the league in the future. Mellies just a junior. Deegan Bohe lines up, 2 wing backs left. Here is Mellies. Fakes it, keeps it, bounces, stays on his feet, and then is ridden front down from behind by Andre Johnson. Gain to the Rossville 38, pickup of 6, and that keeps Jackson Heights ahead of the chains. Don't want to be in 3rd and long in this Rossville defense. They did convert a 3rd and 8 on this drive. 10-7, Jackson Heights with the lead, approaching 8 minutes of play in this first half, all resting at the middle of the field to our left. From north to south, the field sits. That's where we're going, north to south. Jackson Heights with the pigskin at the Rossville 39. Zeller split wide to the left. 2 receivers, actually 1 receiver flanked right. Wing back left and right. In motion is Bohe. He sets up as an extra wing on the left side. Play action. Mellies wants Zeller, and he goes up and holds it in at the Rossville 20. Austin Zeller climbs the ladder and holds it in for a gain of 20 and a first down. Mellies put it only where his receiver could haul it in. Terrific pass by Mellies, and he used Zeller's height to advantage on the smaller corner. Zeller, 6'4", 200-pound junior, and he was able to make the catch. That is his 15th reception of the year, but a big one. First down and 10, Cobras in the Rossville Bulldog red zone at the 19. Zeller left, receiver right is Holiday. The give is to Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth breaks free. He's at the 10, the 5, cut back, pulls over defender, and is able to bulldog his way into the end zone for a Cobra touchdown. 19 yards to Peter for Dennis Eisenbarth, his 2nd rushing touchdown tonight, and the Cobras are up by 2 scores, 16-7, pending extra point. Well, Titus Eisenbarth, he angled left, and once he broke a tackle, maintained his balance, he had all his momentum going forward. Nice cutback at the 5, and able to bulldoze his way in for 6. Here's the kick, the extra point. It's up and away and good by Ludwig. Cobra fans delighted. 17-7 Jackson Heights, 7-10 to go, first half. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ, along with Zach and Kyson on the Cobra Channel, Wade Gershner with you on our high school playoff football game of the week on 96.9 The Pulse, your only locally owned and operated radio station in Topeka. We are in Jackson Heights, the Dave Henry Field. Jackson Heights, the Cobras, looked like maybe, just maybe, they fall behind for the first time this year. Rossville had the ball to Jackson Heights 14 on their prior possession, had a five-yard false start, then a fumble. Cobras take over at their own 17. They march it down the field, 10 plays, 83 yards. Titus Eisenbarth, a 19-yard run, his second of the night, and the Cobras are up 10, 17-7. Here's the kickoff from the 20. Mekhi Jackson dances and bounces and forward to the 31, and that's where the Bulldogs will begin. Holiday in on special team coverage along with Titan Eisenbarth. Well, Rossville has to be sitting here saying, and I'm guessing their coaching staff is probably saying the same thing, if we don't turn the ball over, we would be just fine. Their two turnovers have resulted in 14 Jackson Heights points. First down and 10 from the 31 for the Bulldogs, moving to our right from south to north. Barack sends Johnson as a wing back right, empty backfield, in motion Mekhi Jackson. They fake it to him. Horak keeps it, and he is drilled. Chopped down and whacked immediately. Outstanding defensive play made there by Max Watkins. A gain of just a yard for Horak. Rossville, six offensive, seven defensive starters back from last year's 5-4 team. They have 40 kids on their roster. 10 seniors, 10 juniors, 5 sophomores, and 15 freshmen. They start 8 seniors, 3 juniors on offense, 6 seniors, 4 juniors, a sophomore on defense. 8 of the 11 starters play both ways, two-way starters. Second down and 9 for the Bulldogs. They trail 17-7, 6.5 to play in the second quarter. Coach Thomas calls a timeout. Cobras by 10, back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you looking for exceptional care in a truly home-like environment? Then I encourage you to think Oakley Place. With limited openings right now, Oakley Place has a staff-to-resident ratio of just 1 to 4, compared to the common average of 1 to 10. Oakley Place provides more personalized attention and support for your loved ones. You can visit oakleyplacecare.com to learn more or call 785-232-6000 to learn more about the compassionate care and home-like setting with Oakley Place. Don't miss out on this opportunity for top-tier care for your loved one at Oakley Place.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from Giant Communications. For a limited time, get blazing fast gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month for a gig of download and upload speed. Perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-362-9331 today or visit giantcomm.net for more details.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rossville with the ball after the timeout, second down and 9, facing the Bulldog offense. It's a straight give and not much there. Boy, the Cobra defense is stifling. As Andre Johnson had nowhere to go, Watkins was there, and also there was Andrew Galata, 6'2", 210-pound junior, has 7 tackles for loss this year. A gain of just a yard to the 33 for Johnson, who's been their best running back so far here this evening. 65 yards rushing, did have a fumble. Horak had a fumble on the first offensive play. Jackson Heights plus 2 in the turnover category. Points off turnovers, 14-0 in favor of the Cobras. Third and 8, bunch of trips to the right, 2 receivers right to the left. 5 receivers set. Horak backfiddles, running out of time. Zeller almost sacked him, comes up empty. Horak gets away. He fires across the middle of the field, and it's batted down by Holiday. Intended at the 44 for Mekhi Jackson, but holding, which is what helped prevent the sack. So sometimes a penalty is not a horrible thing, because if they didn't hold, that would have been a sack. But in this case, incomplete pass on 3rd and 8, and Jackson Heights says, we don't want that penalty. We want the football to decline it, and Rossville will have to punt for the first time here tonight. Jackson Heights has only punted three times all year. And Coach Wicked said, you know, we need to work on our punt coverage. You haven't had much practice because you've only punted it three times, and they haven't had the punt yet tonight as Jackson Heights. And that was an issue last week a little bit. Cole Jensen and Troy had some really good kick returns, and they had two extra points blocked. Nice punt by Connor Bush. Taken here by Mellies on the return, and he is tackled awkwardly in the open field there by Jared Cunningham, a senior. Wraps up Mellies, who was a little gimpy earlier when he turned an ankle. Looks to be okay now. Mellies has two kick returns for touchdowns this year, and he's always a threat in the open field. So a punt for Rossville, and Jackson Heights takes over at their own 32-yard line. Leading 17-7, 5:31 left to play, second quarter from Dave Henry Field here at Jackson Heights. Five receiver set. Cobras go empty in the backfield. Twins right, trips left. Now in motion comes Holiday. The give is to Cade. Cade running left, pass from him, cuts back. He's at the 45, midfield 50, and finally taken down at the Rossville 44 by Badura. A gain on the play of 24. The Holidays will jet sweep action, and they hand it off to Cade, and he had a huge lane to run through. That left side of that offensive line, plus a pulling guard there for Jackson Heights. Galata, Doyle, Robinson, Watkins getting it done. First down and 10 for the Cobras at the Rossville 44 from the near hash mark. Moving from right to left. Rossville defending in the road whites, black numerals, outline of red, black pants, black helmets, Rossville logo in red on the side of those helmets. Wing back right, wing back left. Receiver left, receiver right. Now they shift Keegan Bohe, tied in to the left. Mellies gets a snap. Handoff, quarterback read. It goes to Titan Eisenbarth, and Titan holds onto that football. Brought down by Johnson, but not before Titan. His knee was down. Oh, there's a flag as well. I think they got him at about the 36, maybe the 37, a gain of 8, but there's a flag on the play as a hold on Jackson Heights. That's their first penalty of the evening. Of course, this football field is named after Dave Henry, and Dave Henry passed away back in 2016, and he worked for the school for 40-some years, and a tremendous coach, tremendous individual, highly respected. He drove the bus. He helped take care of this field, so it's only appropriate that the field's named after him. And he was the head coach when Jackson Heights went to the state title game in 71 when they lost to Little River. He was the coach in 80, went to the 2A semis, lost to McLeod. He was the coach when went to the state title in 83, lost to Stanton County. Jackson Heights, they feel this could be their year to get that elusive state football title. And Coach Henry would be proud of this squad coming in 10-0 and up 17-7 right now. In motion is Zeller far side. The handoff is to Austin. Austin has a load of steam. He fumbled the ball, but the Cobras fall on top of it. He fumbled it, but the Cobras, right place, right time. Might have been, I'm trying to see who recovered that. Might have been Zeller himself to turn around and fell on top of the football. So as it stands now, a gain on the play of 6 for Zeller. 2 carries, 8 yards. Had a beautiful leaping catch for 20 earlier in this game. Under 4 minutes to play, first half. Jackson Heights 17, Rossville 7. And if you're just tuning in and wondering, no, Jackson Heights has not trailed tonight. They still haven't trailed all year long. Tegan Bohe, wide to the left. Receiver flanked right. Wing back left is Eisenbarth. Holiday moves to the left hip of Mellies. He surveys the defense. Doyle set to snap it from the Rossville 47. Play action. Mellies lobs it and puts it perfectly into the breadbasket of Titan Eisenbarth. Near side, short pass, out of bounds. See where they mark it. Good coverage here by Connor Bush to the 41. So a gain of 6 makes a manageable 3rd and 7. That was a heck of a touch pass. A great touch pass there to Eisenbarth from Mellies. Right over the linebacker's hands. So 3rd down and 7, the ball resting between the 41 and 42 near hash in Rossville territory. Moving to our left, 17-7 Jackson Heights. Coming in 10-0, Rossville 7-3. Rossville's won 7 in a row, Jackson Heights obviously 10 in a row. Two receivers right, two receivers flank left. Wing back right is Eisenbarth. Mellies, of course, the junior quarterback. Jackson Heights call a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershon back with you here at Dave Henry Field at Jackson Heights. The Cobras leading Rossville 17-7. Other 1A playoff games tonight. Plainville at number one and defending state champion Conway Springs. Centralia at Pittsburgh Golgan. And Centralia last we heard 32-7. That's on 92.1 KMZR sister station. And Madison Lodge is at Valley Heights tonight. Axtell already beat Osborne this evening by mercy rule, point rule, as they always do. And Clifton Clyde won easily over Madison tonight, 46-0. Third down and seven at the 41 for the Cobras. They have one timeout remaining. Zeller goes in motion far side. Receiver left is Bohe. Melly's in the backfield by his lonesome. Barks out the signals. Quarterback draw all the way. And there was some movement up front. Will Cook was not pulled, and he was ready to drop Melly's at the line of scrimmage. So a third and seven now turns into a third and 12 for the Cobra offense. That offensive line, J.W. Moore, returning starter, all-leaguer. Andrew Galata, returning starter, right guard. Chase Doyle, junior, center, returning starter. Max Watkins, returning starter at left tackle, and then Cash Robinson, the only new starter on the line, a senior at left guard. They've done a whale of a job this year. Jackson Heights averaging 55 points a game, and they've been able to run the ball almost 11 yards per carry, 278 rushing yards per game, 379 in total offense on the year. 48 rushing touchdowns, now make it 50 with two more tonight for Titus Eisenbach. Third and 13 for the Cobras at the Rossville 47, and now a whistle and a timeout called by Jackson Heights. That's their third and final timeout of the half. 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Jackson Heights 17, Rossville 7, back in 30 seconds. This is the High School Football Game of the Week on 96.9 The Pulse.
Grounded on the Go is Topeka's first mobile coffee camper, serving your favorite drinks including iced hot lattes, Lotus Energy drinks, Grounded Creations, and more. And right now, they are booking 2025 events, festivals, corporate events, and pop-ups. They will bring the energy to you. Learn more at the Grounded on the Go Facebook page.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we have a lot of people listening on the radio tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. We have a lot of people that are watching on the Cobra channel as well. 1A state quarterfinals, Wade Gershner with you. MJ running things back at the Hiawatha Studios. Zach doing a great job with our scoreboard and graphics. And Kyson doing a wonderful job running our camera. Third and 13, Cobras out of timeout. 3:25 to go before intermission. Cobras lead 17-7. They scored the last 10 after we're tied at 7 apiece. Three-man defense up front. Melly's rolls right. Buys some time. Now throws over the middle. Going up. Still a missed catch at the 25. Cut that 20. And finally, still dragging defenders all the way down. Are you kidding me? All the way down to the 5. 42 yards. Melly. Rolling right, going against his body, usually a no-no, but not for super athletes like Melly's, and we see it at every level of football, and he threw it up to a 6'4 target, Zeller, who then carried defenders another 10, 15 yards. Holy shnikes, 42-yard completion connection between Melly's and Zeller, who's been his favorite target tonight. First and goal at the 5 for the far hash. That's a third and 13 to give to Titus Eisenbach. He's looking for the hat trick, trying to get his third rushing touchdown at 9. He is stopped at the 4, a gain of 1 for Eisenbach. 67 yards on 3 catches for Zeller, a big 20-yarder, and now a 42-yarder. And that was a third and 13. And Zeller ends up picking up 42. 2:20 and ticking first half. Rossville has two timeouts to work with. Jackson Heights knocking on the door. Second goal at the 4. Two receivers staggered to the left. Two receivers right. Holiday to the left hip of Mellies. In motion is Zeller. It's quarterback keep all the way. Mellies trying to beat the defender to the corner, and he does! As he dives inside the pylon for Cobra, touchdown! Jack Donovan had the last chance to get him, tripped him up, but Mellies dove as if he was going into a pool, and he's in for the touchdown from 5 yards out. And the Cobras up 23-7 with 1:59 to go before halftime. And this is an important extra point because it would make it a 3-possession game. Mellies is the holder. The kick by Ludwig. It's a line drive, but it is good. He's 3-for-3. Cobras up 24-7. 17 on answer in Jackson Heights after Roscoe tied it at 7. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Grounded Coffee House has been serving the Rossville community for the past 17 years. Start your game day the grounded way. Enjoy hot or iced lattes, frappes, including peanut butter and chocolate, and Lotus energy drinks. Make sure to try the fan favorite Bulldog Bite or kick off Christmas season with a peppermint mocha. Grounded Coffee House in downtown Rossville. Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about how Jackson Heights' schedule has been very easy. They haven't been challenged. Even Coach Wick himself said, well, we really haven't faced a ton of adversity on the field in regards to being behind at Kenny, and they haven't. They've never trailed. I'd say they've answered everything tonight so far. Here's the return by Badura. Breaks a tackle. Stays on his feet up to the 40. Good return for the Bulldogs. Tackle made for Jackson Heights over there. It was for the Cobras, Brody Browning on special teams, able to trip him up. Also over there was Colby Bohe. So a return, a decent one to the 40. So Roscoe does have some, has good field position. They have time, 1:52 on the clock, and they have two timeouts to work with. Remember, Roscoe got the ball first to start the game and fumbled, so Jackson Heights gets the ball to start the second half. Horak back to throw. Instead, he's going to keep it, and Tayson Horak dives forward to the 48, a pickup of 8, and they'll go to that hurry-up, which they've been in most of the night. As Rossville, up-tempo offense, averaging 40 a game, put up 71 on Kara Parabell. Bunch trips formation right, one receiver left. Horak, short drop. He fires a missile to the near side. It's caught by Connor Bush. Oh, what a tackle in the open field. Applied there by Titan Eisenbarth, but it is enough for a first down. A gain of 4 from the 48 to the Cobra 48. Horak's thrown for 53 yards. Connor Bush's second catch of the night for 24. First down and 10 at the Cobra 48 for Rossville going to our right. In motion is Connor Bush. Goes behind the quarterback, Horak in the pistol. He looks deep. Fly pattern. Hey, trying to go for Cameron Miller. An incomplete far side at the 18. Brings up second down and 10. Jason Horak, a senior. He is the last of the Horak family in regards to Tucker and Jason and others. He is the youngest out of family. We talked about his mom earlier, who's was a softball star at Pittsburgh State and at Silver Lake High School and a Pittsburgh State University Hall of Famer. Helped lead him to the national tournament a couple of years. So they've got some outstanding athletic kids in that family, and they get it from their parents, no doubt. It's in the genes. Second down 10, wide receiver screen, catching it, making a man miss in the open field. On it, this is Jack Donovan, and Donovan has a first down to the Cobra 36. He picks up 12. That's the first catch of the night for Donovan, who is the leading receiver on the season for Rossville. It's a little bubble screen to the right, and Donovan is able to make the first man miss. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Running back to the left hip of Horak on first and 10 under a minute to play the first half. He airs it out deep, has a man going for it. Oh, and it is incomplete. Led him by about 2 yards on a fly pattern near sideline, trying to go to Donovan again. Nearly hit the pylon on the fly by Horak as he was able to zip that over there. but led him too far, incomplete. Donovan had a step or two behind the defender on that coverage. Holiday was over here trying to pin, also tighten Eisenbarth. So Ross was taking a couple of shots. Second down and 10 now at the Cobra 36. One timeout remaining, 24-7 Jackson Heights, 49 seconds to go before halftime. Horrocks sprint option right, looks to throw, stops, sets his feet, dances, now fires, and it is almost intercepted. Great coverage near sideline at the 16. Mekhi Jackson intended target, and Titan Eisenbarth, who had an interception last week, and he has two on the season, nearly had number three on that pass by Horrock. Horrock now had three passes that could have easily been intercepted. You could easily argue the first two should have been intercepted. The third down and 10, Rossville minus two in the turnover category, and those two fumbles have resulted in touchdowns for the Cobras. Big story of this game. Trio receivers right, one receiver left. Empty backfield, Horrock has time. Fires it. It is caught by Mekhi Jackson. Breaks a tackle and then upended and pounded into the turf at the 25. It's a gain of 11 for Jackson. It's enough for a first down and move the chains for the Bulldog offense. As we said, they have one timeout remaining. Clock will start once they set the chains and the official winds the arm. Johnson to the right of Horrock. 2x2 set. 30 seconds to go in the half. Horrock looks right. Dumps it off and too tall for Johnson. And I tell you, Johnson had nobody within 10 yards of him here at the 30. And Taysen just overthrew him. Even the best quarterbacks usually have a throw or two. They go back at a game and say, I like to have that one back. Even the GOAT, if you want to call him that right now, Patrick Mahomes, he had two that could have been touchdowns recently. So the best of the best, they have a few where they're off. Second down and 10 at the 25. In motion is Connor Bush going left. Horrock. Pump fake left. He goes right. Bubble screen again. This time Mekhi Jackson. Jackson at the 20. 15, 10, 5. And Mekhi Jackson is in for a Rossville Bulldog touchdown with 16 seconds to go before halftime. Mekhi Jackson with his third receiving touchdown of the year. The 13th touchdown pass for Taysen Horrock. And what an important scoring drive for the Bulldogs. So Daniel is on for the extra point. 25-yard bubble screen. Here's the kick by Daniel. It's on the way and good. Kickers have been perfect tonight. 24-14, Jackson Heights. 16 seconds to go before intermission. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years. On the back of one man's dream, Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at Skillsaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring. With Chris Schaefer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, that was a huge possession for Rossville. We noted that the Cobras will get the ball to start the second half. Jackson Heights allowed three touchdowns all year long. Their defense had only allowed three touchdowns all year long. They've given up two tonight. 24-14 Jackson Heights, but Rossville able to score there, makes it a two-possession game, gives them a little bit of momentum, some confidence going to the locker room. If Jackson Heights could have held them out there, take the ball down and score to start the second half, that's probably your ball game. So that was a must-answer possession for Rossville. And do you expect anything less of these two state-ranked teams? I mean, Jackson Heights has had their back against the wall a couple times defensively, forced some turnovers, and now Rossville, their back's against the wall, and a couple of bubble screens. The key, one to Donovan and then one to Jackson, 25 yards. Great blocking downfield. Extra point by Daniel. Now he kicks it away. Titan Eisenberg catches it, retreats back to the 7. Brings it back up the middle of the field. Cut back. Breaks one tackle. Breaks the second. Look out. Crosses out for another. Here's Titan Eisenberg with the near side 40. 45. And finally drug out of bounds at the Rossville 48-yard line. What a return by Titan Eisenberg. Of roughly 50 yards. And so now, you have a chance to take a shot, throw a Hail Mary, see what happens, a hook and ladder, Remember Jaden Daniels this year for the Commanders? Threw one up in the end zone that won a game against the Bears. Aaron Rodgers done it many times in his career. Now he's up to throw it about 55 yards, probably. Maybe 60. At the Rossville, 48. They have a three-man defensive front. They're going to drop eight in coverage, more than likely. 24-14. Two receivers left. Check that. Three left. Two right. Zeller goes in motion. Mellies rolls right. He looks. Has some time. Now runs out of time. Flushed. Rolls right. This will be the final play of the half. Mellies breaks the tackle. Avoids another defender. Stays on his feet. And then is buried there far side. Inbounds at the 32. Gain of 16. But that brings us to the end of the first half. What a first half it was. Jackson Heights, 24. Rossville, 14. Stay tuned. Our halftime festivities come after this break. You're listening to High School Football on the MSC Sports Radio Network and 96.9 The Pulse. We'll be back with you in 2.5 minutes.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Wakers, you're back with you for a halftime show on 96.9 The Pulse. 24-14 in favor of Jackson Heights, coming in undefeated at 10-0. Rossville winners of 7 in a row, 7-3. And I tell you, it was pretty awesome to watch driving up from Topeka up here to Jackson Heights. They had the Jackson Heights fans come in the back way off the dirt road to come in, and the Rossville fans come off the 75 into the regular entrance so that not everybody's backed up, which was a good plan because a lot of people got here early. I got here around 5:15. There was already a lot of people here getting set for this showdown, Clash of Titans in 1A between Jackson Heights and Rossville. But if you went to the bathroom right about kickoff time or you're a little late arriving, you probably missed a little bit of excitement because the very first offensive play of the game, Jason Horak had the ball dislodged, fumbled, recovered by Drake Mellies. He returned it to the 13. Very next play, it was Titus Eisenbarth running in from 13 yards out, led to the extra point. We had played 18 seconds, and Jackson Heights was ahead 7-0. But Rossville would bounce right back after a near interception. Melly's dropped one right in his hands. Rossville had a second lease on life. They start their own 12. They went 13 plays, 88 yards, and it was Andre Johnson, a four-yard run. Very impressive drive for that young man, a junior, coming in with 200 yards rushing at 65 right there in the first quarter. And Johnson completed the drive from 4 yards out. Vincent Daniel, the extra point. And we were tied at 7 with 7:21 to go in the first quarter. Jackson Heights would get the ball back, start their own 40, go 10 plays, 50 yards, had to settle for a short 25-yard field goal by John Ludwig, the exchange student from the Czech Republic. I made it 10-7 Jackson Heights, minute and a half to play in the first quarter. And then Rossville had a chance to be the first team to take a lead on Jackson Heights. They had the ball all the way down on their drive to start their own 27. They were able to matriculate the ball all the way down the field to the Cobra 14 at a false start, back them to the 19. And the very next play, Andre Johnson just simply lost the ball as he's running, going to his right. It was recovered by Austin Zeller, and the drive was stopped just like that. And then Jackson Heights, much like they did the first time, Rossville turned it over. Cobras made the Bulldogs pay for the mistake. Started their own 17 to go 10 plays, 83 yards. Titus Eisenbarth, a 19-yard run. Extra point made 17-7. Jackson Heights with 7:10 to go in the second quarter. After a three and out by Rossville, Cobras will take over, throwing 32. Had a third and 13. A call to timeout. Drake Mellies rolling to his right, threw it back across the middle of the field to his tall receiver, Zeller, 6'4", who was able to go up, snag it. Not only that, make a cutback, and then carried about three or four Bulldogs an extra 10 yards all the way down to the 5. It was a 42-yard connection on third and 13. A few plays later, it was Mellies' 5-yard touchdown run, and it was a 5-play, 68-yard march down the field, and with just under 2 minutes to play before halftime, Jackson Heights led 24-7. But Rossville, a nice kick return by Makai Jackson to the 40, gave good field position, 8 plays, 60 yards, 2 bubble screens, 1 to Jack Donovan, another to Makai Jackson, 25 yards that went to the house. And Rossville had, he really felt like they had to score on that drive to stay in this game, because Jackson Heights to get the ball second half, and they did. They scored with 16 seconds remaining before intermission. Extra point good by Daniel, and that's where we stand at halftime. 24-14, Jackson Heights with the lead on their home field over Rossville. When we return, we will give you the first half team and individual statistics. Cobras with a 10-point lead at halftime, back in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS. Whole family health inspired by you.
Grounded Coffee House has been serving the Rossville community for the past 17 years. Start your game day the grounded way. Enjoy hot or iced lattes, frappes, including peanut butter and chocolate, and Lotus energy drinks. Make sure to try the fan favorite Bulldog Bite, or kick off Christmas season with a peppermint mocha. Grounded Coffee House in downtown Rossville.
Are you looking for exceptional care in a truly home-like environment? Then I encourage you to think Oakley Place. With limited openings right now, Oakley Place has a staff-to-resident ratio of just 1 to 4, compared to the common average of 1 to 10. Oakley Place provides more personalized attention and support for your loved ones. You can visit oakleyplacecare.com to learn more or call 785-232-6000 to learn more about the compassionate care and home-like setting with Oakley Place. Don't miss out on this opportunity for top-tier care for your loved one at Oakley Place.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gerstner back with you on the Cobra Channel and on 96.9 The Pulse. Kyson running our camera. Zach doing a great job with our scoreboard. Appreciate their hard work. Appreciate all the sponsors that have made it possible to have the Cobra Channel throughout the year. And we also thank all the great sponsors supporting Rossville tonight on our broadcast as well. Halftime, Jackson Heights with the lead over Rossville 24-14. Let's go through the numbers in that first half. First for Rossville, Andre Johnson, 6 carries, 65 yards, and a touchdown run. Connor Bush, 2 totes for 7 yards. Taysen Horak, senior quarterback, 6 carries for 33. He's been held in check. He's had 6 games where he's run for over 100 yards this year. Taysen Horak throwing the football 7-15 for 101 yards. No interceptions, although easily could have been 2 or 3 in that first half. A couple that were dropped by the Cobra defense. He did have the touchdown pass on the bubble screen to Makai Jackson. Jackson, 3 catches, 46 yards. Connor Bush, 2 for 24. Donovan, 1 for 12 on a bubble screen. Johnson, 1 for 18. For Jackson Heights, Cade Holiday, 2 carries for 33 yards. Drake Mellies, the quarterback, 9 carries, 67 and a touchdown. Austin Zeller, 2 carries for 8 yards. Titus Eisenbarth, 8 carries, 41 yards and 2 touchdowns. Drake Mellies throwing the pigskin, 6 of 7 for 93 yards. Cade Holiday, a catch for 4. Zeller has been his favorite target, 3 for 67. Titus Eisenbarth, 2 for 22. Total numbers here in this first half. Jackson Heights running the ball 21 times for 149 yards. Rossville ran the ball 14 times for 125. Check that, 105. Passing yardage, Rossville 101, Jackson Heights 93. Total yardage, Cobras 242 to the Bulldogs 206. Penalties, 2 for 15 yards for Jackson Heights. 2 penalties for 10 yards for Rossville. So all of the team statistics are pretty even. Here's the big difference. Rossville, 2 lost fumbles. Jackson Heights, no turnovers. Those 2 turnovers by Rossville have turned into 14 points for Jackson Heights. It really is the difference in this game at halftime. 24-14, Jackson Heights with the lead over Rossville at halftime. When we return, we will give you scores from across the state of Kansas. This is high school playoff football state quarterfinal action tonight on NBC Sports Radio Network and 96.9 The Pulse. Back in 2 minutes.
Get ready for Scooter's Lawn and Leisure Repair Black Friday sale. Enjoy a 10% discount on all new products such as generators, go-karts, quads, mowers, leaf blowers, weed eaters, mini bikes, dirt bikes, and special order items. Scooter's will be open until 8 p.m. on Black Friday, November 29th, offering you the opportunity to find that ideal Christmas gift or upgrade your yard equipment and support local. They can order and service side-by-sides, golf carts, quads, dirt bikes, and go-karts. Come check out the selection at Scooter's Lawn and Leisure Repair in downtown Rossville.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
At Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years. On the back of one man's dream, Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at SkillSaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skill Saws Hardwood Flooring with Chris Schaefer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wayne Gersher back with you. Dave Henry Field here at Jackson Heights High School. We are at halftime. Jackson Heights, number two ranked team in the state, 1A, undefeated at 10-0, leading the third ranked team in the state, 7-3, Rossville. Cobras with the advantage at intermission, 24-14. The winner of this game will take on the Centralia Panthers, who go down to Pittsburgh and absolutely beat down the St. Mary's Colgan Panthers. 46-14 is that final. Grinned Prophet with the call, 92.1. Jacob Flinty, a huge night, 27 carries, 262 yards, and four touchdowns. Centralia, a huge second quarter. So Centralia will either host Rossville next Friday, or they'll be here at Jackson Heights next Friday. Centralia pasting Colgan 46-14 tonight. Axtell keeps rolling along, 50 straight wins. They're down 8-0, and that upset them. They scored the next 54, win it easily out in Osborne. Clifton Clyde manhandles Madison 46-0. So there's three TVL teams, Centralia, Axtell, Clifton Clyde, moving on. Might be a different year, same story. TVL doing well in whatever sport it may be. Meanwhile, Central and Osage City, you figure that'd be a great game. That's on 103.9 KNCA. Brandon Tapman with the call. That one tied at 14. Rematch of a game played in the playoffs a year ago. Meanwhile, Central won 53-27. So Axtell wins over Osborne 50-48. Victoria is leading Central Christian 8-man 240-22. Victoria ranked number 2. That's at halftime. Number 3, Burlingame is number 5, Frankfort. Do not have a score on that one as of the moment. And Dighton is at Hodgman County. The Burlingame Frankfort winner will take on Axtell in the sub-state round, the semis, next week in 8-man 2. Axtell once again is 150 in a row. 8-man 1, number 1, Hoxie's at number 2, Wichita County. Number 3, South Central's at Hill City. Number 4, Clifton Clyde. We already told you they shut out Madison 46-0. Number 5, Central Plains is at Little River. Class 1A, Conway Springs, number one team in the state, defending champion, hosting Plainville tonight. We mentioned Centralia, the big win. Jackson Heights up here at halftime over Rossville, 24-14. Medicine Lodge is at Valley Heights, another TVL school. Class 2A, Hoisington at number one, Southeast Saline. Council Grove at number 4, Humboldt. And Meemaw Central, if they win tonight, they would play either Humboldt or Council Grove next week in the semis. Meemaw Central, two-time defending 2A state champion. Beloit is on the road at number 5, Garden Plain. Both those teams are 8-2. Class 3A, it's a rematch of a state championship game a year ago, won by Cheney. Number 3, Cheney at number 1, Andale. Perry LeCompton, a big underdog at number 2, Hayden tonight. Holcomb at number 4, Scott City. And Prairie View is at number 5, Wellsville, who's undefeated after their big win over Holton last week, 49-0. Class 4A, number 3, Wellington, number 1, Andover Central. Number 2, Bishop Miege with a losing record. They are at number 5, Chanute. They're 3-7, could very well win 4A. Bueller's at number 4, Wamego, and Lansing is at Tonganoxie. Class 5A, number 2, Mill Valley on the road at number 1, St. Thomas Aquinas. Blue Valley North is at number 3, St. James Academy. Seaman is at number 4, Eisenhower. Hayes is at number 5, Hutchison. 6A matchups tonight, number 1, Derby hosting Wichita East. Number 5, Wichita Northwest at number 2, Manhattan. Blue Valley Northwest at number 3, Gardner-Edgerton. And Shawnee Mission Northwest is on the road at number 4, Blue Valley West. And we'll give you all the scores coming up with Jake and Boz on the scoreboard show coming up later tonight on our sister stations, 103.9 and 92.1. Bueller is leading Wamego at the end of 1-7. And let's see what else they got. Andover Central over Wellington, 21-0. Bueller now at 14-0. Andale over Cheney, 30-0. Scott City Holcomb, nail-biter, no score at halftime. Hayes leads Hutch. Maybe a surprise there, 14-0 at half. And Eisenhower leading Topeka Seaman at halftime, 20-7. Here it's 24-14 in favor of Jackson Heights. A huge possession to start this second half. Cobras up 10. Cobras get the ball to start the second half. Rossville, maybe a little bit of momentum after they were able to score on an 8-play, 60-yard drive there before halftime. It was really a must-score possession, and they were able to get it done. Once again, Bears repeating, Jackson Heights has not trailed for one single second this year. and they hope to keep that intact all the way through the next 24 minutes of action. Jackson Heights in the black uniforms, gold numerals, and trim along with the gold helmets. Rossville in the road white, black numerals outlined in the red, black pants, black helmets. Vincent Daniel to kick it off from the 40 to begin this second half of action. Hope you enjoy it tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Big thank you to all of our sponsors. When we have a chance, we will name some of them here tonight. You see them all the time throughout the Cobra Channel video stream as well. So, set to kick it off is Daniel from right to left from the 40. It's a high, short kick. Called for a fair catch. That's an alert play made by the Cobras on the return. Cooper Hewitt, no need to take a chance and get rocked and fumble the ball on that short little pooch kick. And so Jackson Heights will have the football with decent field position. They start at their own... They haven't placed it yet. It looks like it's going to be about the 34-yard line for the Cobras. Once again, that Jackson Heights offense. Drake Melly is the quarterback. Cade Holliday, Titus Eisenbarth, the running backs. Ian Allen, Tegan Bohe, and Austin Zeller, the wideouts, are tight ends. Right tackle, J.W. Moore. Left tackle, Max Watkins. Left guard is Cash Robinson. Jace Doyle, the center. Andrew Galata is your right guard. First down and 10 from the 34. Moving left to right from the far hash for the Cobras. The give is to Titan Eisenbarth, and he's able to squirt free for a moment and dive forward to the 41. It's a gain of 7, brought down there by Andre Johnson. Titan Eisenbarth coming into this game. Tyson needed 66 yards for 1,000. He has 48, so he's closing in on 1,000 for his senior campaign. The Rossville defense, Caleb Lehman at DN along with Will Cook and Neil Worley is the nose guard. The outside backers, Cale Horgan and Jordan Johnson. Inside backers, Brock Bush, Andre Johnson. Corners, Jack Donovan, Tayson Horak, and the safeties, Cameron Badura and Connor Bush. Second down and 3 for the Cobra offense, leading by 10. Just underway, third quarter. Hand off. Oh, it's a flea flicker. Holliday back to Melly's, looking deep, but it's well covered. He's going to air it out and make it a jump ball. Zeller pushed off. He then drops it. He shoved their defender Badura in the back. That should be an easy call for the officials. Well, that was well done by Rossville. Give the Bulldogs a ton of credit defensively. They didn't buy in on the flea flicker, and Melly's just flung it anyway. And why not? Twice he's thrown it up to Zeller, and he's hauled it in and elevated and caught the ball. This time Zeller pushed off to try to get position, and the offensive pass interference called on the Cobras. So Jackson Heights going into their bag of tricks on the flea flicker on a second 3 play. And now they will be penalized with the offensive pass interference, the third penalty on the Cobras here tonight. Rossville last year went 5-4, lost in the first round of 2A to Riley County. 2 years ago, lost the second round to Nemaha Central. 2020 and 21, 13-0, back-to-back state champs in 2A, beat Hoisington in 20 and beat Beloit in the championship game in 21. Second 18 after the penalty from the 26 for the Cobras, middle of the field moving right. Zeller in motion. They fake it to him. Melly's has some time. Now flushed. Scrambles. And now almost running out of time. He sprints left. There's a hold. That's probably going to be called on the Cobras. Pump fake by Melly's. Making his best Mahomes impression. And out of bounds far side at the 41. But this one is coming back. Holding penalty, I'm pretty sure. Flag back at the 19. And Melly's was running for his life. And if they're initially having some time, he zigzagged left. Then he went back to the right. And eventually your linemen have a hard time trying to figure out which way they're supposed to block them. I've talked to Nick Lucky, who's used to be a K-State football player, played in the pros, and he said one of the toughest type of quarterbacks to block for his offensive lineman is a scrambling quarterback, because you have a play that's designed to go a certain way. That's how you're supposed to be able to block. Now you've got to somehow, the corner of your eyes or the back of your head, kind of know which way he goes. And if he suddenly goes left and you're trying to block right, it's very easy to get that jersey and get called for a hold when the quarterback reverses field. It looked like that's what happened that time. So holding penalty, 10 yards. Second and 28 now for the Cobras, back at their 16. Twins to the right, one receiver to the left. It is Melly's. He keeps it after faking a jet sweep action, hand off to Zeller. Oh, Melly's takes a shot by Andre Johnson. But Melly's a nice pickup to the 22, a pickup of 6, but it's third and 22. Melly's going over 1,000 yards rushing tonight. Tayson Horak going over 1,000 yards rushing tonight. Why is that noteworthy? Both quarterbacks, Horak and Melly's, have each thrown for over 1,000 yards and run for over 1,000 yards. You think that's impressive? Because it is. Tayson's brother, Tucker, ran for 2,000 yards and threw for 2,000 yards back in 2015 in one season. First player in high school history in the state of Kansas to do that. And they went undefeated and won the state title that year. Ellis dumps it out. Swing to Holiday, and he drops the ball. I probably heard the footsteps there as coming in and bearing down was Brock Bush on a 3rd and 22, a safe swing pass there. Probably a good call there by the coaching staff for Jackson Heights. Incomplete pass. And so Rossville, after being down 24-7, scored before halftime. They get a stop, and now they should get good field position. And look out, here is Cason Horak, who has had a punt return for a touchdown this year, either a punt or a kick return, I can't remember which, but he is always deadly in the open field, just like Drake Mellies is. Horak has an 80-yard kick return for a touchdown this year. And he gets it on the fly at the 35. Great coverage by the Cobras. That's not easy to do in the open field. Titan Eisenbarth, and also there for Jackson Heights was Cooper Hewitt. And Horak did not have a lane to run through. Brings it back to the 38. And so that is where Rossville will start. At their own 38-yard line, trailing 24-14. Cason Horak, the quarterback. Running back's Andre Johnson. Flat back is Connor Bush. Makai Jackson, the slot. Receivers Jack Donovan, Cameron Bedura. Right tackle, Will Cook. Left tackle, Brock Bush. Kurt Johnson is the left guard. Right guard is Leo Early. In the center is Jared Cunningham. In motion, Makai Jackson, handoff to Andre Johnson. Johnson had a good first half. He gets the outside, breaks containment, and up to the 49. It's a gain of 11 on the far side in front of the Bulldog bench. First down and 10. Nice pickup right off the bat. First possession of the second half for the Bulldogs. That Jackson Heights defense only allowed 6 touchdowns on the season. The 2 tonight, Sir Peak and Austin Zella DNs, Andrew Galata and Max Watkins in the interior. Linebackers Tegan Bohe, J.W. Moore, Titus Eisenbarth, Cade Holiday. Corners Ian Allen, Titan Eisenbarth, and Drake Mellies is your safety. Here's a run up the middle. Connor Bush, I see a shot out of a cannon, fires downfield and picks up about 7 yards on that play. Actually, about 8, 7 or 8 to the 44. We'll call it 7. And they're going fast. Is Rossville on offense? Second down and 3, trying to keep the Cobras on their heels. Trips to the left, 1 receiver to the right, wing back as well to the right. Horak by himself in the backfield, turns to his coaching staff to the far side of the field for the play call. 9:05 to go, third quarter. Jackson Heights leads 24-14. Makai Jackson motion far side. Horak looks left, stares down a receiver, nothing doing. Backpedals, rolls right, throws, has a man open, Makai Jackson. And I think the ball was dislodged on the strong hit over there by Titan Eisenbarth. Incomplete pass. Would have been a catch, but nice hit by the Cobra defense. Centralia awaits the winner of this game. If Jackson Heights wins, Centralia will be here next Friday. If Rossville comes back to win, Rossville will go to Centralia. Centralia wins tonight 46-14 over Colgan. Third down and 3 at the 44. Miller wide left. Makai Jackson in motion. Connor Bush running right. Oh, he stood up, and he did not get the first on 3rd and 3. Titus Eisenbarth along with Austin Zeller, and they're able to snip out the run by Bush, a gain of 1.5 yards, who brings up 4th and about 1.5 yards. Connor Bush just his 4th carry of the night for 15 yards. He's averaging 10 yards a carry coming in on the season and 10 rushing touchdowns. 4th down and 1.5 yards. Rossville going for it. The Cobra 43. 2 receivers to the left. Give is to Andre Johnson. And he can't go anywhere. J.W. 4 Says no more yardage for the Rossville offense. He drops Johnson back at the 46. It's a loss of 3 as they'll place it at the 45. Well, I thought Horak would keep that. I don't know if it was a quarterback read, a zone read, or is it direct? Going to be a direct handoff no matter what to Johnson, but J.W. Moore came through and made the tackle. J.W. returning all-leaguer a year ago, 5 tackles a loss, a couple of picks, a sack, a fumble recovery this year. So a turnover on downs for Rossville. And now Jackson Heights will start at their own 45, leading by 10 to give the tight to Titus Eisenbarth, and he is met, laying the wood to him. Coming through for Rostos, Charlie Chance again, sophomore. That's his 2nd big hit in the backfield. A gain of maybe 1, and that is it for Titus Eisenbarth. So 2nd down and 9. By the way, that punt earlier by Jackson Heights was just their 4th of the season. 4 punts all year. Receiver left, receiver to the right is Holiday. Under 8 to play in the third quarter. Cobras lead by 10 in the state quarterfinals in Class 1A. Mellies, handoff, Eisenbarth running right, stood up. Connor Bush is there. Will Cook. And then Brock Bush kind of trips up Titus well after the play, but not a late hit or anything, just the momentum going that way. Forward progress for Eisenbarth to the 48, so that's a gain of a couple as Titus is closing in on 1,000 yards on the season. Jason Horrock only 8 yards away from 2,000 in his career. He went over 1,000 rushing. Melly's over 1,000 rushing on the season with their yardage so far tonight. Third down and 7 for the Cobra offense. Ball placed middle of the field. Cobra zone 48, moving left to right from south to north as the field sits here at Dave Henry Football Field at Jackson Heights High School. Mellies gets the snap, has time, steps up, looks downfield. Now he tucks it, going to run. Can he get around the corner? Oh, he's very close to a first down. Third and 7, he's nudged out of bounds at the 46. Jackson Heights fans don't agree with the official here on the near side in front of the Cobra bench. He marks him just short. He needed 7, and Mellies gets 6, and now it's decision time for Caleb Wick in his 13th year at head coach. You lead by 10. You have a fourth and about half a yard, and I don't think there's any doubt what he's going to do. He's going to go for it. First of all, they don't punt very much, so why start now? Although they punted a moment ago when they had a fourth and 22. And they run the ball well, those Jackson Knights. Turn 78 yards a game, 11 yards a carry. If you average 11 yards a carry, you should be able to get fourth and one, right? Fourth and one, wing back right. Mellies has a back left and a back to his right. Mellies keeps it. Eisenbarth lead blocker. Mellies has the first down to the 44. Boy, Eisenbarth, a nice lead block. And now coming up hobbling is Brock Bush, an important part of that defense for Rossville, but he'll stay in the game. Mellies needed half a yard. He's able to pick up a couple. Move the chains. First down and 10 for Jackson Heights. 6:34 to play in the third quarter. Cobras 24 and the Bulldogs 14. Jackson Heights now 5 of 12 on fourth downs this year. One receiver wide left. Wing back is Sir Peak on the left. Now Bohe. They go heavy left with two wing backs. To the right is Holiday. Eisenbarth, they fake it to him. Quarterback Reed and Mellies have stood up. Will Cook is there. No gain on the play. Will Cook, 5'10", 201 senior. And Mellies ran into a lot of resistance on that one. This is the first meeting between Jackson Heights and Rossville since 1997. Well before Zach and Kyson were born. And I was in college. So that was a long, long, long time ago. Rossville won that game 33-14. Jackson Heights leads all-time series 4-2, but in the playoffs, Rossville's 1-0 beat Jackson Heights back in 1978 when I was 2. Second down and 10 to 44. It made me feel younger. Option, Mellies keeps it, and he just surges forward. Not a lot of room to operate there. Runs into Will Cook again to the 41. It's a gain of 3, 3rd and 7. I thought Derek Thomas had a very interesting comment to me this week when I asked him about balance. He said early in the year we had to simplify our passing game. We found our identity second half against Nemaha Central. In their 3 losses, Rossville threw the ball 23 times a game. In their 7 wins, 9 times a game. And he said it's not about balance as in how many yards passing and running. We don't have to be 50-50 to be balanced. His version of balance is, can you get a first down on 3rd and 1 and 3rd and 10? Thought that was an interesting perspective. 3rd and 7. If you can do both, then you're balanced. You can get 3rd and 1, 3rd and 10. Here's Mellies, keeps on 3rd and 7, running right and out of bounds near sideline. At the 38, it appears. It brings up 4th and I think 4 to come. Mellies, 15 carries, 87 yards tonight. And the Cobras will more than likely go for it. They have a 4th and 4. Punt it. You're playing field position. Ludwig, I don't think, can make a 55-yard field goal. If he can, I definitely don't think he's going to try it right now. That would be something, though, wouldn't it? 4:35 to play in the third quarter. Jackson Heights 24, Rossville 14, and the Cobras taking a lot of time here and more than likely will call a timeout. Clock is not running because Melly's went out of bounds, and there's a timeout called by the Cobras, their first of the second half. A fourth down and four coming up after the break. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gersher back with you, along with studio engineer MJ, as we are broadcasting on 96.9 The Pulse tonight and also on the Cobra channel. Got a lot of people watching tonight, a lot of people listening. 1A state quarterfinals, Jackson Knights 24, Rossville 14. No one has scored so far here in the third quarter. MJ says she was born in 78, graduated in 97. So she was a senior in 97 the last time these two teams played in football, and she was born the last time Rossville and Jackson Knights, and the only time they met in the playoffs until this evening. Jackson Heights, 9 offensive, 8 defensive starters back from a team last year, went 8-2, 35 on the roster, 8 seniors who don't want to see their season coming to an end or their career coming in tonight. Cobras a 4th down and 4 after the timeout. They have the ball at the Rossville 38, moving to our right, 2 receivers staggered left, Zeller in motion, Mellies waits for him to set up, so they bunch to the left, tight formation, Mellies keeps, they want to set up a whole bunch of blockers, and Mellies has a 1st down running left. Down to the 31. He needed 4. He picks up 7. And that was just power football. They outnumbered Rossville on the left side of the line. They went heavy. They went Zeller in motion. They had 2, a wingback and a tight end already over there. And they just went power left, quarterback power. And Mellies did the rest. He picks up 7. Well designed play. And sometimes football, you can make it overcomplicated. Sometimes it's simple. You outnumber the other team on one side of the line of scrimmage, going one way, your odds are going to have success. And then on top of that, they have a talented quarterback. 1st down and 10 at the 31. The give is to Titus Eisenbarth. Backpedals out of one tackle. And then met by Horgan along with Brock Bush. Marked down in the middle of the field up at about the 27. So it didn't look like a lot there for Titus, but he still picked up 5 as he closes in on 1,000 yards on the season. Jackson Heights, well, I tell you, they get by Rossville here tonight, then you take on a very salty Centralia team, and then, of course, you could face Conway Springs, the defending state champion in 1A. Jackson Heights hasn't been to the semifinals since 2019. Made it to the state finals in 71 and 83, but they haven't won at all. Rossville's won it 5 times, 5 state titles since 14 for Rossville. 2nd and 5 at the 27. The give on the jet sweep action. This is Zeller. Zeller runs hard as always down to the 20. Takes a big lick there by Tayson Horak, and Zeller is slow to get up. Gain of 7 and a 1st down for the Cobra offense, but Zeller, who's had a big night catching the football, 3 catches, 67 yards, including a 42-yard reception on a 3rd and 13 that helped set up a score for Jackson Heights in the second quarter. So he checks out. Just to put a bow on that, if you're tuning in late, if you want a little history lesson, Rossville won 3 titles in a row in 3A, went 14-0 in 14 and 15, 13-1 and 16, and then went back-to-back undefeated 13-0 in 2A in 20 and 21, and they'd like to add a 1A state title and say, hey, we won titles at 3 different classifications. But they're down 10 right now, first year dropping to 1A. And you knew when they were 0-3, it didn't take a lot to figure out that Rossville was going to be a factor in 1A. Some people even picked them to win it all in 1A or make the finals. And a lot of people have talked about how Rossville has played that tough schedule at least the first 3 weeks. And Jackson Heights heard all about it. And you can only play who's on your schedule. And Jackson Heights has dominated and steamrolled the competition through 10 weeks. And tonight they have answered the challenge, and they lead by 10 with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And it'll be quite the celebration, a packed house here for the Cobra faithful along with the Rossville fans that made the trip up. Twins left, 1 receiver right, 1st and 10 at the 20 for Jackson Heights, trying to make it a 3-score game. Mellie's running right, runs in a couple of Bulldog defenders. And he's stonewalled at the 16, a gain of 4. As Melly's nearing 100 yards on the night, 17 carries, 98 unofficially, along with a touchdown run. Titus Eisenbach, 2 touchdown runs as well. Jackson Heights has 51 rushing scores on the year and 68 touchdowns on the season, averaging 55 points a game coming in. Second down and 6. Jackson Heights taking their time, milking some clock. Throwing down things here, leading by 10. They led the entire night, although technically they didn't when it was tied at 7, but they've never trailed tonight. They haven't trailed all year. In motion goes the receiver. The handoff is to Holiday, and Cade up the middle to the 11, picks up 5, brings up 3rd and short. Holiday just his 3rd carry of the night. As they sent Titan Eisenbarth, who hasn't played a lot on offense this evening, but with Zeller being banged up, he went in motion there. Now Zeller checks back in the ballgame, gets the call from his coaching staff on what they want to run, and brings it into Drake Mellies. Rossville has only had 5 plays on offense the second half. Last week, Troy had 10 plays the second half of 2 yards. Jackson Heights just running down this clock, staying ahead of the sticks, and running the football, shortening the game with a 10-point lead, which is smart. Here's the give, 3rd and 1. Holiday dives forward, angling right behind his offensive line, who got a nice surge up front, and he gets to the 7. Pick up a 4, first down and goal. First and goal, ball resting just outside the 7 for the Cobras. And Rossville, they need to force a turnover. They have lost 2 fumbles tonight. Those 2 fumbles have turned into 14 points for Jackson Heights. Really the difference in the game. Rossville shifts their defensive line and the entire defensive alignment with the linebackers. 1 receiver left, 2 right. Zeller in motion going left. Holiday gets the call. And Holiday, nice cutback! And he is into the end zone! Stumbles across the goal line for 6. And Jackson Heights extends their lead to 16, 30-14 on the 7-yard scamper by Holiday with 42 seconds to go in the third. Impressive drive by the Cobras. And now a very important extra point. It's up and it's through. Ludwig is perfect tonight. 31-14. 3-score advantage for the Cobras. Up 17. Time on the field. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from Giant Communications. For a limited time, get blazing fast gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month for a gig of download and upload speed. Perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-362-9331 today or visit giantcomm.net for more details.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back informing me, over 500 people watching our video stream on the Cobra Channel. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks for our sponsors that you've seen throughout the night on the Cobra Channel for making that possible throughout the year. And a huge thank you to all our sponsors supporting the Rossville Bulldogs as well. 31-14, Jackson Heights with the lead. Here's the kickoff taken at the 6 by Makai Jackson. Bulldogs need a nice return, and Jackson stumbles forward to the 30, and that's where the Bulldogs will start. Rossville has only snapped the ball 5 times, 5 plays in this second half. How about that scoring drive for the Cobras? Start their own 45. They able to convert 2 fourth downs, a 4th and 1 and a 4th and 4. And the Cobras go 14 plays, 55 yards, and milked a lot of clock. Shorten the game, and they score. The trifecta. Here is a direct snap to the quarterback, Horak. Senior running right, and he hasn't had a lot of room to operate. He is buried far side. A gain of 4, J.W. Moore there to jump on top of him. Actually, they'll give a gain of 5 for Taysen, who has had a terrific career, as it seems like all the Horak boys have had in their time at Rossville. Rossville facing a 17-point deficit. Clock winding down, 7-6-5 here in the third quarter. Four receiver set, pass, timing pattern. It's caught by Mekhi Jackson, chopped down, throttled right there by Drake Mellies at the 38. Gain of three brings up a third and two. When we return, Jackson Heights, 12 minutes away from the first state semifinal appearance of 2019, back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you looking for exceptional care in a truly home-like environment? Then I encourage you to think Oakley Place. With limited openings right now, Oakley Place has a staff-to-resident ratio of just 1 to 4, compared to the common average of 1 to 10. Oakley Place provides more personalized attention and support for your loved ones. You can visit oakleyplacecare.com to learn more or call 785-232-6000 to learn more about the compassionate care and home-like setting with Oakley Place. Don't miss out on this opportunity for top-tier care for your loved one. At Oakley Place.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Third down and one facing the Rossville offense. There's a stoppage in play by the official. They're going to sort some things out here. Jackson Heights, in that third quarter, had the ball just twice, but they ran 17 plays, had a three and out, and then a 14-play, 55-yard scoring drive. Rossville just seven snaps in that third quarter. Jackson Heights shortening the game like they did last week against Troy. And Jackson Heights, with their biggest lead of night, 31-14. They also led 24-7. They have not trailed tonight. They were tied at 1.77. In motion, Mekhi Jackson. Here's the give to Connor Bush. And a nice hit by Titus Eisenbarth, but Bush to the 44. Gain of 5, first down and 10 for the Bulldogs. Mellies is thrown for 93 yards, run for 98. Horrocks thrown for 104, run for 38. Andre Johnson has run for 73 tonight. Jackson Heights defense, very stingy this year, 6 shutouts. They forced now 29 turnovers on the air. Horrock over the middle, has a man open. Johnson off his shoulder and up in the air and almost intercepted. Was one that Johnson didn't get his hands out in front. He was open over the middle, and Horrock put it right there, but Johnson misjudged it and can't haul it in. Missed opportunity for the Bulldog offense. Big thank you to our sponsors from Rossville and that surrounding area: Doug's Pharmacy, Stockhurst State Bank, Cindy Glenn, Realtor at Coldwell Banker American Home, Rossville Truck and Tractor, Grounded on the Go. We'll name some others here in a moment. In motion, Mekhi Jackson. Horrock, sprint option right, quarterback keep. Not, oh, he breaks the tackle. A little stiff arm. Stiff arm again. Fights his way all the way back to gain all of 1 yard, and out comes a little gimpy. When Moore, Zeller, Sir Peak is there, Holiday, a lot of Cobras, and Horrock was able to pick up one after all of that. Brings up a second down. Check that third down and 9 at the 45 from the near hash. 31-14 Jackson Heights, 11:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Also, a big thank you to Miller Motors, Horrock Legacy Group, Denali Home Design, Tyner Insurance, the Katie Companies, Grounded Coffee, Community Healthcare System, Nextech, Integrity Insurance, Scooters Lawn and Leisure, and Oakley Place. Horrock, short drop, fires over the middle, going up and elevating and snatching the ball out of thin air, making the catch down to the 36. Nice catch there for Rossville's Jack Donovan. Gain of about 16 on that play. And Rossville has to go in a hurry. They've been playing no huddle pretty much all night long, but now a lot of urgency. 11-12 to go, down 31-14. They have to score on this drive. Or it could be curtains to the near side. Short pass caught by Johnson at the 35, a gain of just 1. Big hit there by Tegan Bohe. And are they saying it's a catch? It looks like they're going to say it's a catch, but it's just a catch of 1 yard. Second down and 9 for the Bulldogs. Big thank you to all our sponsors on the Cobra Channel and making our radio broadcast possible. Without those sponsors, we wouldn't be on the air. We couldn't provide this local sports coverage for you on the stream or on the radio. Second down and 9. Horrock looking deep. Now he throws. A diving attempt for a catch. Did he come up with it? There's a flag coming in late. Ventura says it's a catch. The officials have still not notified anyone to say whether it's a catch or if it hit the turf. And now they're placing the ball as if it is a catch at the 22. It's a 13-yard catch. We'll see if it stands. Flag came in right at the end of the play. So they will sort it out. Our referee will give us a scoop in a bit. Holding. Offense. And then personal foul on Jackson Heights. So offsetting penalties. Repeat second down. So a hold and then the penalty personal foul on Jackson Heights. So offsetting penalties, we simply go back and replay the down. So it does negate a 13-yard pass to Badura, but there had been a hold, it would have been negated anyway. 10:54 to go, third quarter, Jackson Heights 31. Rossville 14, the winner gets Centralia next Friday in a 1A state semis. Axtell's already moved on, as has Clifton Clyde. Centralia, three TBL schools, High Heights in action tonight. Meanwhile, Central and the doozy for the Big East League against OC City. Horak under some fire, throws the last moment, bubble screen, it's got by Makai Jackson, has some room to roam, cuts back at the 15, the 10, the 5, angling near pylon, and Jackson is in for a touchdown. 35 yards. Horak was under duress, was able to buy just enough time, shed one would-be tackler, and found Jackson for the 35-yard touchdown. That has been the best offensive play that Rossville has had on offense tonight, has been those bubble screens. And they really didn't go to them until this second half, and late second quarter, on that final drive before halftime, is the extra point good by Daniel. And so Rossville, for the second time tonight, you felt like they had to score to keep themselves in it. And once again, they come through with flying colors. 10:42 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Heights 31, Rossville 21. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Grounded on the go is Topeka's first mobile coffee camper, serving your favorite drinks including iced hot lattes, Lotus Energy drinks, Grounded Creations, and more. And right now, they are booking 2025 events, festivals, corporate events, and pop-ups. They will bring the energy to you. Learn more at the Grounded on the Go Facebook page.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'd say it's been a good night for the Twin Valley League. Centralia throttled Pittsburgh Colgan tonight, 46-14. Axtell beat Osborne 54-8. That's their 50th win in a row. Clifton Clyde shuts out Madison 46-0. And how about this one? Valley Heights beats Medicine Lodge tonight, 37-22. In the Class 1A quarterfinals, Valley Heights will move on to probably play Conway Springs, who is hosting Plainville tonight. Centralia awaits the winner of this game next Friday. 31-21 after the 8-play, 70-yard drive for the Bulldogs. Here is Titus Eisenbarth on the return. Oh, he's run so hard. Breaks a couple, breaks a third, and finally driven into the turf from behind on special teams coverage. Making a tackle is Jared Cunningham. But Titus Eisenbarth runs like a bull in a china shop. I mean, he just flat out will... I mean, if you actually put a wall in front of this kid, I think he would try to run through it. I mean, really. He's like, are you kidding me? I don't care if it's a brick wall. I'm going to take care of that. I work out. That was a really tough run, as always, for Titus Eisenbarth, and it gives Jackson Heights good field position. Prime Real Estate at their own 40 from the near hash, moving right to left in the black unis with the gold numerals and trim and helmets. Ellie's hand off to Holiday, lowers his shoulder. And takes a good lick there from Andre Johnson. A gain of 3 for Holiday. You're just tuning in. Jackson Heights forced a fumble on the first play from scrimmage by Rossville's offense. Next play, a 13-yard run by Titus Eisenbarth. Made it 7-0, 18 seconds into the game. Rossville tied it on a 13-play, 88-yard drive at 7. Jackson Heights ended up scoring the next 17, led 24-7. Rossville scored before halftime 24-14. Jackson Heights led 31-14 going into the fourth, but then it was Rossville able to score here to begin this fourth quarter to cut it to 10, 31-21. Second down in seven. Handoff is to Titus Eisenbarth. Has a cutback, has a lane running left. And inside the Rossville 40, all the way down. Plowing his way to the 36, a gain of 21. And with that carry, Titus Eisenbarth has eclipsed 1,000 yards here in his senior campaign. Once again, running hard. And that wears down a defense. First down and 10 at the Bulldog 36 on the near hash, moving to our left. Wing back left is Eisenbarth. It's a direct snap here to Mellies in the pistol, running left to the 33. Pickup of 3. And Mellies now over 100 yards on the night. And he went over 1,000 for the season earlier this evening. You know, Mellies has been nearly flawless tonight. He's run for 100 yards. He's 6 of 8 throwing the football, and one of those passes was just an inch or two too far. It would have been a 73-yard touchdown connection to Zeller. Second down and 7 for the Cobras. Content to run some clock, leading by 2 scores. 8:45 to go in the fourth quarter. 1A state quarterfinal matchup here at Dave Henry Field. Receiver left is Zeller. The handoff. Running right, this is Holiday. And he is stood up and pushed back by 4 Bulldogs. Progress to the 29. Again, a 4 brings up about 3rd and 3, maybe 3rd and 4. Rossville with 2 turnovers in that first half, and both were cashed by Jackson Heights. Their defense getting the offense the ball, the short field at the 13 right off the bat. The other turnover that stopped the Rossville drive inside the Cobra 20, and then Jackson Heights went down the field and scored on a long drive. Points out turnovers, 14-0 favor Jackson Heights. They lead by 10. It is a big storyline in this game. Deegan Bohe goes left. They're going to go quarterback power left. Here's Mellies, breaks the containment, and then slides down inside the 25, down to the 22. Gain of 8, and a first down again for Mellies in this Cobra offense. And every first down, Noakes another couple minutes off the clock. And I can guarantee you that Coach Wick and his staff has told his kids, whatever you do, hold on to that ball. We don't have to score right away. Let's go ahead and shorten the game. They did it last week. This Jackson Knights team, they can run it. They can throw it. Their defense is outstanding. I will say, they have given up 3 touchdowns. They've given up 4 all year long coming in, but they forced those 2 huge fumbles. Twins left, pair of receivers right, 2x2 set. Holiday is the running back to Melly's right, timeout Jackson Heights. 7:15 to play in the fourth. Cobras 31, Bulldogs 21, back in 30 seconds on 96.9, the Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14-month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake, Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ, also Zach running our computer, and Kyson on the camera of the Cobra Channel. Wade Gerstner back with you on 96.9 The Pulse, your only locally owned operated radio station in Topeka. We've had fun this year. Started week one, we had Rossville, Silver Lake, went to overtime. St. Mary's, Silver Lake went to the final play of the game. Demon and Baser Linwood was a really good game. We've got some really good games this year on 96.9 The Pulse, and look forward to the basketball season as well. We've had a fun and entertaining game here tonight. Jackson Knights leading 31-21. They've burned the timeout. They have 1 remaining. Rossville has all 3 in their back pocket. First and 10 at the 22 in Bulldog territory. Moving to our left. Zeller wide left. Receiver flanked right. Here's Mellies, quarterback read. He keeps it and just does get tripped up at the 17, as I think that was Jordan Johnson that tripped him up. But still, a gain of 5 for Mellies. Cobras looking to go 11-0. Holiday flanked wide to the right. Mellies in the pistol. Eisenbar to his right. Zeller left. Peak is the wing back left. On second and 5 at the Rossville 17. Cobras looking to add to their 10-point lead. Titus Eisenbar is able to jump over one defender and down to the 11. Actually closer to the 10, but we'll call it the 11. And nice run on the play by Eisenbar. First down, move the chains again. And you certainly feel that if Jackson Heights can score here and add the extra point, that could be the final nail in the coffin for the Bulldogs in their season. You get a touchdown, miss the extra point, it's still a two-score game. Get the touchdown, extra point, which Ludwig has been terrific. Ludwig tonight has made all of his extra points, 60-65 coming into the game on the season. First and 10 at the 11, so Jackson Heights can get a first without scoring a touch, and Mellies is asking for a little bit of help here, and now Jackson Heights calls a timeout. 6 minutes to go in this one. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
At Community Healthcare Systems, your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. Our family medicine team at our St. Mary's Family Health Center provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs throughout every phase of life. From wellness checks and health screenings to treating illnesses and injuries, we deliver a wide spectrum of services to support whole health for the whole family, including obstetrics and newborn care. Call the CHCS St. Mary's Family Health Center today at 785-437-3734 to schedule your appointment. CHCS, Whole Family Health and inspired by you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Jackson Heights, they've been able to control the football here in this second half. This will be the eighth play of this drive that started at their own 40. They went on a 14-play, 55-yard drive and scored in the third quarter. That gave them a 17-point lead. Rossville would answer 8 plays, 70 yards. Mekhi Jackson, 35-yard touchdown reception on a bubble screen. Extra point cut at the 10. Rossville, this could be their last stand right here. Zeller in motion near side. Mellies hands it off. Running left is Holiday, and Holiday brought down at the 8, maybe the 7. Gain of just 2 or 3 on that carry. And Rossville's got to think about burning timeouts, and they do. They'll burn their first. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds, this is MSC Sports Radio Network on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas, contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
5 minutes, 49 seconds to play, fourth quarter here at Dave Henry Field, Jackson Heights High School. This has been a game many people were anticipating many weeks ago, and now we have it in front of us. It is now reality, and Jackson Heights is 5 minutes, 49 seconds away from punching their ticket to the 1A state semifinals. These are the semis for the first time since 2019. 31-21, Jackson Heights. Rossville called the timeout. Second, 7 at the 8. Moving to our left. Mellies keeps it. Running right. Mellies dives forward. Oh, he took a lick from Brock Bush, who just leapt and tried to drill him in midair and force a fumble. Nearly did. That was a big hit that Mellies took. He falls down at the 5, or that's where he landed. So a gain of 3 for Mellies. Third down and 4 at the 5. Rossville burns their second timeout. We'll keep MJ busy. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies.
Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Nemaha Central Osage City tied at 27. Figured that'd be a great game. B-Tad with the call on 103.9 KNZA. Here it's Jackson Heights 31, Rossville 21. Cobras trying to deliver perhaps the final nail in the coffin. A little icing on the cake. Try to salt this one away. Watkins is your left tackle. Left guard is Robinson. Doyle to snap it. Galato the right guard. Moore the right tackle. Two receivers right. Two receivers left. Melly's empty backfield. In motion, Zeller goes to his right. Melly's follows Zeller. Lead block. Melly's in! Touchdown! Cobras! Zeller paving the way. Melly's followed him in unscathed. And the Cobras' lead has grown to 16, 37, 21, with 5:30 to play here in the fourth quarter. Melly's second rushing touchdown of the evening. His 14th of the season, averaging 12 yards a carry coming in tonight. And now Ludwig for a very important extra point to make it a three-possession game. Snap, the hold, the kick is on the way. He has been automatic tonight. Nails it again. Jackson Heights leads by three scores with 5:30 to go. 38-21 Cobras back in 30 on 96.9 The Pulse.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gersher back with you. Jackson Heights 5.5 minutes away from securing a berth in the state semis. I guess a team that they are familiar with over the years, the Centralia Panthers, who blasted Pittsburgh Colgan in Pittsburgh tonight, 46-14. So if this score holds up, Jackson Heights will be right here at home again at Dave Henry Field, entertaining the Centralia Panthers. Here's the kick, side winder, low and rolls. Makai Jackson picks it up at the 16, eludes the defender near sideline, and then pushed out there by the Cobras' Dylan Childs, a senior. And so Rossville will set up shop. They will mark it. It's going to be a nice spot, it looks like. They're going to mark it at the 30. So Rossville start at their own 30-yard line, trailing 38-21. Give you some scores. Holcomb beats Scott City tonight 10-7. Bueller leading Wamego 28-14. Valley Heights wins tonight. Or Medicine Lodge 37-22. Victoria beats Central Christian 70-28. Beloit shuts out Garden Plain 19-0 in 2A. Horak airs it out deep, looks for his man, which is Donovan, and incomplete. Led him a little too far on the post near midfield. Southeast Saline, they were winning over Hoyden 30-8, so that would be an all North Central Activity Association League state semifinal in 2A. Beloit and Southeast Saline. Southeast Saline rolled Beloit earlier in the year. Hayes beat Touch tonight 28-0. Second down and 10 at the 30 for the Bulldogs. Two receivers right, one to the left. Horak breaks a couple of tackles. He has not had a lot of great runs tonight because the Cobras have been able to shut him down. And Horak this time eludes a couple defenders, gets to the 41, close to the 42-yard line. Gain of 12. Horak over 1,000 yards rushing, along with 1,000 yards passing this year as a senior. First down and 10 at the 42 for the Bulldogs. 5:07 to play. Clock ticking on the Bulldog season. 38-21 Jackson Heights. And now we have a whistle. Flags are thrown, and we have offsides on Jackson Heights as they jumped their fifth penalty tonight. Rossville with only two penalties this evening. Axtell won tonight over Osborne. Point rule 54-8. Clifton Clyde shut out Madison 46-0. Burlingame Frankfurt don't have a final on that one. Axtell would play Frankfurt or Burlingame next week in 8-man Division 2. Axtell's won 50 in a row. In motion is Makai Jackson, the near side. Horak, pump fake. looks deep, has time, over the middle, is caught by Donovan, and Donovan then hit at the knees there by Titus Eisenbarth, down to the 39. It's a gain of 14 to Donovan, who's been fairly quiet tonight. He is their leading receiver coming in, is Donovan, with 26 receptions. Low snap, Horak handles it, airs it out, deep fly pattern, it's caught at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown near sideline, Donovan. I said he'd been quiet, not so much anymore. 39-yard strike, and it had to be quick, and it was quick. And Rossville will not go away. Down 11, pending the extra point. You don't want to let anybody get deep on you, but that's what happened. Now the extra point by Daniel is good. He's been solid, 36 of 39 on extra points. They have two outstanding kickers tonight. So 4:34 to play. Bulldogs say put the celebration on ice for at least the moment. 38-28 Jackson Heights. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Get ready for Scooter's Lawn and Leisure Repair Black Friday Sale. Enjoy a 10% discount on all new products such as generators, go-karts, quads, mowers, leaf blowers, weed eaters, mini bikes, dirt bikes, and special order items. Scooters will be open until 8 p.m. on Black Friday, November 29th, offering you the opportunity to find that ideal Christmas gift or upgrade your yard equipment and support local. They can order and service side-by-sides, golf carts, quads, dirt bikes, and go-karts. Come check out the selection at Scooter's Lawn and Leisure Repair in downtown Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, coming into the night's festivities, Jackson Heights had only allowed 29 points all year through 10 games. They've given up 28 to Rossville this evening, and now the Bulldogs will look to probably try an onside kick. Cameron Miller to do the honors. Miller, 6'5", to kick it off from the 40. Kicks it to our right. Here is the onside. Oh, and it's recovered by Rossville. Mekhi Jackson, it was a perfect onside kick. Took the appropriate bounce. The Cobras really didn't attack it. And Jackson catches it on a bounce. He can't advance it. It's where he caught it at the 47. And that did go 10 yards. So Coach Wicks, I'm sure, frustrated with that, although he's talking to the officials right now. No flags on the play, and the Bulldog fans are rejoicing. Well, Rossville, listen, you're a great team. You don't go down quietly. You don't accept defeat until the final horn, the final buzzer, until zeros. And so Rossville gets the onside kick with 4:34 to go, and they start at the Jackson Heights 46, trailing by 10. They score here. Things get very interesting. Remember, Jackson Heights is out of timeouts, even though they lead by 10. Horak won the bubble screen, now dumps it off, caught by Donovan, and Donovan has some room to run. He's a block to the outside, far sideline, 35, 30, 25, stumbles, and out of bounds near the 20. The bubble screen has been the go-to play to Donovan and also to Mekhi Jackson, and there's Donovan again. He just scored on it, and it's down to the 17-yard line. 29 yards. Just like that, I said Donovan's been quiet. He has 110 yards receiving. First and 10 at the 17. Horak looks right. No pressure. Has all day. Flushed. Rolls right. Steps into the pass. Wide open. Back in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Bulldogs trying to mount a furious and improbable rally as making a catch in the back of the end zone. Wide open is Vidura. Officially, they say 16 yards. And just like that, Rossville scores a touchdown in just a span of a minute. They get an onside kick, and now they score in seconds. Extra point, Daniel, high, up, and through the uprights to our right. 4:14 to go. Rossville trails by 3. Jackson Heights 38, Rossville 35. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Lee Corso has a saying on ESPN, not so fast, my friends. I think there's a lot of people here cheering for the Cobras that thought that touchdown, and I said could be the final nail in the coffin. Go back, rewind the tape. I said could be. I've seen some wild things because I'm old and done this for a long time. Could be the final nail in the coffin. It has not been. Now the onside kick again. Near side, Jackson goes for it. Did he come up with it? I think he did. Back-to-back onside kick. It ricocheted off a wild block out for Jackson Heights. And the Rossville Bulldogs have their second straight onside kick recovery. Are you kidding me? How about Cameron Miller? Second time he's been able to kick it and got another good hop. And the Rossville fans are hysterical with glee, and the Jackson Heights fans are sitting here absolutely shell-shocked and stunned. Rossville gets the ball again at the Jackson Heights 37-yard line. 38-35. Handoff. Mekhi Jackson, jet sweep action. Has some room to the outside far sideline. 25, the 20, inside the 20. A late flag comes in as well. We await the call, but all the momentum is on the side of the Rossville Bulldogs. With 5.5 minutes to go, Jackson Heights led by 17. In the span of 1:25, Rossville's down 3 and has the ball with a chance to take the lead. And remember, Jackson Heights has never trailed this entire season. So the officials talking things over. And we'll see what the call is. Looks like the play's going to stand at the 17, and then a personal foul on top of that marks it down. Gonna mark it down at the 6. I think there's a little toss pass and on that little jet sweep action. If it was a handoff, it's a run. If not, it would be a little toss pass, counts the passing yardage. The first and goal at the 9 is where they place it officially, not the 6. Horak keeps it, trying to bounce outside, cuts back, and he is met, carries a couple defenders forward, surge late, and they'll say he's down at the 6. So a gain of 3 for Horak. Wow, if you tuned away from the video stream or the broadcast, I hope you came back. 3:42 and ticking. And remember now, Jackson Heights has no timeouts. And Ross will be smart to take some time off the clock. 10 goal at the 6, going to the north end zone to my right. 3 receivers to the left. 1 receiver to the right is Donovan, has one-on-one coverage. Man-to-man on the near side. Horak waiting for the back judge to count it down, and he starts at 5. Horak, empty backfield, senior quarterback. In motion goes Jackson to the right. Horak, quarterback, power right. Cuts back at the 5, and he's in! He's in for the touchdown! Taysen Horak from 6 yards out! And the Rossville Bulldogs have taken a 41-38 lead! And for the first time all season long, the Jackson Heights Cobras are behind on the scoreboard. After taking a 17-point lead 2:23 ago, the extra point is on the way, and it is good. 42-38, Rossville with the lead. Still 3:07 to play. Don't go anywhere. Back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services that you can trust to work hard for you. Servicing Manhattan, Topeka, Lawrence, and surrounding areas,
Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've seen a lot of crazy things. I've done this for 30 years. I haven't seen anything quite like it. The good news for Jackson Heights, the silver lining, is there's still 3 minutes, 7 seconds to play. Jackson Heights scored with 5.5 minutes to go fourth quarter when I said it could be the final nail in the coffin. 38-21. Jackson Heights is up three scores. Rossville took all of 1 minute to score, make it 38-28. They've had the ball three straight times without Jackson Heights touching it. Back-to-back onside kicks, both recovered by Rossville. They go two plays, touchdown. Now three plays, touchdown. They have scored 21 unanswered in 2 minutes and 23 seconds. And now they'll go back to their standard kickoff man, Vincent Daniel, after Cameron Miller had two exceptional onside kicks. It bounces at the 10, into the hands of Titus Eisenbach. Here he comes like a locomotive running down the tracks, but he's met and he's dropped at the 29, and that's where Jackson Heights will start. Keep in mind, the Cobras burned all three of their timeouts. Rossville, I believe, has one remaining after they burned a couple to preserve time the last time the Cobras had the football. Jackson Heights have given up 29 points all year. They have given up 21 in 2 minutes and 23 seconds. 42-38, Rossville, 3 minutes to go. Two receivers staggered right, two staggered left. Nellies has some time, three-man rush. He rolls left, he directs traffic, now he keeps it. And he's nudged out of bounds. Sideways bump there by Andre Johnson at the 34. It's a gain of 5. Well, if anybody left a little bit early, if it was a Rossville fan thinking their team was done, if it was a Jackson Heights fan thinking, well, we got this one in the bag, I hope you've come on back. If not, you're listening on the radio or you're watching on the Cobra channel. 2 minutes, 52 seconds to play. Clock stops as Melly's went out of bounds. Second down and a short 6 at the 34. Rossville by 4. First time Cobras have trailed all year. Mellies rolls right. Has some time. Now running out of time. Airs it out far sideline and just throws it away. Brings up third down. You probably noticed the crowd noise has gone a little bit quiet. We're in the press box on the Jackson Heights side, and they are absolutely, Cobra fans are absolutely mesmerized and stunned. And how could you not? People are already starting to think about hosting Centralia next Friday. I guarantee you some people are already thinking about it. 2 minutes, 45 seconds to play. Put the onside kick in perspective. In NFL, there's been 2 successful onside kicks in 30 tries. Now, that's pro football. I get it. Rossville executed 2 onside kicks. One, Jackson Heights didn't even touch. Another that pinballed off a front man, and they recovered. Mekhi Jackson recovered both of them. 3rd and 6 for Jackson Heights. In motion, near side is Holiday. Mellies back to throw. Rolls right, looks downfield, throws, and incomplete. Titus Eisenbarth, it was overthrown for Zeller, and Titus Eisenbarth nearly caught it at the 45, and breaking on a ball, and nearly maybe make an interception. I think that was Batura underneath. Excuse me. And so now, 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play, Jackson Heights' season could very well come down to this play. And just about 15 minutes ago, in real time, we were sitting here going, all right, Centralia is probably coming to Jackson Heights. Rossville, 21 points in 2 minutes and 23 seconds. Overcome a 17-point deficit with 5.5 minutes to go. And now Jackson Heights, no timeouts. Must convert. 4th down and 6 at their own 34. Will Rossville bring the heat? Twins left. Twins right. Mellies has time. Steps up. Needs to jump and throw. Incomplete off the hands of Holiday. Knocked away there by Horgan with the coverage. Mellies was pressured and sandwiched and stepped up in the pocket. He jumped past it, and it was incomplete. And he had to throw it, or he would have been sacked. And words can't even be explained in full, accurate detail right now by this play-by-play announcer, because you could hear a pin drop right now on our side of the field near the press box. Rossville fans on the far side, the incomplete pass for Mellies. 42-38. 2:33 to go. Jackson Heights, no timeouts. Rossville, one first down, would salt it away. Here is Connor Bush. He wants to hold on to that football. Rossville fumbled it twice in that first half. J.W. Moore with the hit. Max Watkins also there. Bush able to pick up a yard or two. They'll give him a gain of two. And so Rossville taking over at the Jackson Heights 34. Rossville's last three possessions. 3 plays, 70 yards, touchdown. 2 plays, 46 yards, touchdown. 3 plays, 37 yards, touchdown. Insane. 42-38, under 2 to play. Second down and 9. Cobras can't stop the clock. Rossville, they want to make sure no incompletions don't go out of bounds. Horak, quarterback, power running left. He keeps it, and he's chopped down. Nice play made by Titus Eisenbarth at the 31. It's a gain of 2 for Horak. You would imagine they'll keep it in his hands. Third down and 7. 1:30 to go. And the only hope, the Cobras have two hopes here. One, they've got to get a stop, and then change of possession would be, of course, stop the clock, although Rossville could go for it on fourth down, third, or force a turnover. Third and 7 at the Cobra 31 to our right, middle of the field. Wing back Andre Johnson, Horak empty backfield, 3 receivers to the right. He waits for the back judge to give the 5 count. In motion, Connor Bush. Horak keeps it, bounces outside, stays on his feet for a moment, and drags the defender for a yard, and that's it to the 30. Gang tackle there. It brings up 4th down and 6. Once again, Jackson Heights use all 3 of their timeouts. Didn't think it was a big deal at the time. With 5.5 minutes to play, up by 17, it's a huge deal now. 45 seconds and ticking. Rossville does have 1 timeout remaining, according to my scorecard. Rossville will go for it on 4th and 6. They get it. It's over for sure. If they don't, Jackson Heights won't have much time remaining. Rossville will probably wind this clock down and burn their timeout. And that's exactly what they're going to do. Back judge counts down 5, 4, 3, 2, and with 1 on the play clock, and 18.7 on the game clock, Rossville calls that 3rd and final timeout. We will keep it right here. Absolute stunning. Just absolutely a stunning reversal of fortune in this contest. Nemaus Central winning right now over Osage City, 33-27, about 20 seconds to go. If Rossville hangs on, they will go to Centralia next Friday. And Centralia's got to be sitting there going, wow, what a great night for us. Long bus ride to Pittsburgh, we wax the Panthers, then we hear Jackson Heights up 17, oh man, well, we won't be at home next week. And all of a sudden, Rossville scores 21 points in 2 minutes and 23 seconds. And Centralia is now sitting here going, man, we hit the jackpot. We get a win in our long bus trip back. We find out that we might be hosting the state semis next week against Rossville. 4th down and 6 at the 30 for the Bulldogs. Horak alone in the backfield. Jackson in motion to the near side. Moving to our right. Horak keeps it. And now we'll keep... Oh, he dives forward and almost got the first down. There's a little hesitation, it looked like, by a Cobra defender. And Horak gets it to the 26. He's a yard and a half shy of a first down. And so on the change of possession, on the fourth down stop, 11.9 to play, Jackson Heights takes over, and now they need a miracle. They need a little Music City miracle. Remember that game between the, that's right, the Titans and the Bills, if I remember correctly? They need a miracle. Field goal does them no good. But they got a long pass and somehow stopped the clock. No timeouts. First and 10 for the Cobras at their own 26. An undefeated perfect season may be coming to an end very quickly. 2 receivers right, 2 left. Melly's throws on a quick out. It's Titus Eisenbarth gets out of bounds at the 32-yard line. It's a gain of 6. And so now the Cobras down to 1, possibly 2 plays. Jackson Heights, this roster, they have 8 seniors. What a tough way this would be to go out. They controlled the game for the most part. Never trailed all year until there was 3:07 to go here in the fourth quarter of this state quarterfinal. Melly's in the gun. Two receivers right, two to the left. Wing back right is Eisenbarth. Melly's, he throws right side, incomplete, far sideline. He was trying to go to, I think, Ian Allen, but there was nothing there. It was a long throw to the far side of the field. 4:03 to play. We mentioned this, ladies and gentlemen, during the broadcast. Rossville, before halftime, was down 24-7. We said they had to score because Jackson Heights can get the ball to start second half. They did. And then Jackson Heights up 31-14. We said Rossville has to score before this game's over. And they scored. Every time their back was against the wall, Rossville came through. Third down and 4. Jackson Heights to their own 32. A pass. Near side. Tegan Brohe. He's tackled inbounds. He fumbles the ball trying to get a teammate. And that's your ball game on the near side at the 39. The Rossville Bulldogs with an improbable, incredible, insane comeback on the road here tonight against the undefeated Jackson Heights Cobras. In a span of 2 minutes and 23 seconds, Jackson Heights led 38-21 to trailing 42-38. And the only time this year that the Cobras trailed all year was the final 3 minutes and 7 seconds of this game. What an incredible performance by both teams. Jackson Heights, as we said, when they went down and Melly scored, we said this could be the final nail in the coffin. We said the extra point would be big, make it a 3-score game. And I think pretty much all Jackson Heights fans, why wouldn't you think this? I mean, 5.5 minutes to play, you're at home, your defense has been unbelievable all year, you're up 17. The best defense in the state in 1A statistically, giving up just 3 points a game. But one thing that we talked about last week, special teams. Zach, you know that. We were talking special teams last week. Troy had some really good kickoff returns for touchdowns. Troy blocked a couple extra points. And really, this game completely turned on special teams. It's as simple as that. Rossville needed not one, but 2 onside kick recoveries, and they got them. And that negates your 2 turnovers in the first half, because in essence, that's 2 turnovers, because you do not get the ball back. Rossville had the ball 3 straight times without Jackson Heights touching the football. Rossville moves on somehow, some way. They will go on to the state semifinals to take on Centralia. They'll be on the road. They improved to 8-3 when they're 8th in a row, and they will be in the state semifinals for the first time since 21 when they won it all in 2A. And Jackson Heights, what a year, what a season for the Cobras. But that perfect season comes to an abrupt ending here tonight at home. And they finish the year at 10-1 as Rossville, the only time they led was 3:07 to go in the game. They rallied to come back and win it by a final of 42-38. Post-game show on the way. We got lots to recap on this one. We've got the stats. We've got the scoring summary. Wow. Crazy night in high school football because state of Kansas, where quarterfinal football is supposed to be. Stay tuned. Post-game show is on the way. Coming up after this 3-minute timeout. Rossville wins over Jackson Heights, stunning the Cobra faithful here tonight, 42-38.
Are you looking for exceptional care in a truly home-like environment? Then I encourage you to think Oakley Place. With limited openings right now, Oakley Place has a staff-to-resident ratio of just 1-4 compared to the common average of 1-10. Oakley Place provides more personalized attention and support for your loved ones. You can visit oakleyplacecare.com to learn more or call 785-232-6000 to learn more about the compassionate care and home-like setting with Oakley Place. Don't miss out on this opportunity for top-tier care for your loved one. At Oakley Place.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely. They'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
At Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring, we've been in business for over 24 years on the back of one man's dream. Chris Schaefer had a quite simple vision to rise above each and every residential and commercial wood flooring business operating in Northeast Kansas. Today, the staff at Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring has over 80 years of combined experience and a genuine passion for what we do that money alone cannot buy. Specializing in an array of popular flooring types, learn more at Skillsaws.com or call 785-249-5084. Remember the name, Skillsaws Hardwood Flooring with Chris Schaefer.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
Insure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back to our post-game show. Wow. I mean, words can fail you sometimes, and we've used a lot of adjectives to describe what happened in the final 5.5 minutes of this football game. And it's just a bitter pill to swallow if you're a Cobra fan and for the Cobra team. But for Rossville, it's the ultimate exhilaration. And it's the ultimate fight, keep fighting until there are zeros on the clock. And Rossville never gave up. There were times they could have folded. They could have folded their cards, said, it's not our night. First play from scrimmage, Rossville fumbled it. Very next play, Jackson Heights scored. They bounced back. They were down 24-7. They had to score before halftime. They did. Down 31-14. Had to score. They did. Down 38-21. Had to score. They did. Had to recover not one, but two onside kicks. They did. And so Rossville, at the very end, came through. And one, there's two questions, big questions that were talked about coming into this game. One, who Jackson Heights had played, strength of schedule. And I think Jackson Heights proved, hey, not a problem. We can play with anybody. And they were up 17 with 5.5 minutes to go. The other question was, what happens if a game is tight in the final seconds or minutes? What about that? Be careful. How would that work if Jackson Heights had to face adversity late in the ballgame in a close contest? And this is one you can't prepare for. You can't anticipate not recovering two onside kicks back-to-back. You can't anticipate having a 17-point lead, and then suddenly in a span of 2.5 minutes, you're down four, and suddenly your season's on the line. You can't simulate that. And there's not many teams ever had to deal with that type of situation, but that's what happened tonight for Jackson Heights. You got to give Rossville a lot of credit for hanging in there because they were close to being knocked out. If this was a boxing match, they were on the canvas more than a few times, but they got up every single time. Seems like hours ago when we started this game, but Rossville ended up fumbling on their first snap from scrimmage. Drake Mellies recovered it, returned to the 13. Next play, Tyus Eisenbarth ran in it for 13 yards out. It was 7-0 Jackson Heights, 18 seconds into the game. Rossville, 13-play, 88-yard drive. Andre Johnson, 4-yard run, made it 7-7. Jackson Heights take over. They drive it down the field, drive stalls. 25-yard field goal by John Ludwig made it 10-7 Jackson Heights, minute 34 to go in the first. Then Rossville moved the ball all the way down. Jackson Heights 14. It looked like Rossville would take the lead, and it looked like Jackson Heights might trail for the first time all season. But Andre Johnson fumbled at the 19, And the Cobras would take over at their own 17, go 10 plays, 83 yards. Titus Eisenbarth, 19-yard run. Cobras up 10, 7-10 to go second quarter. After a three and out by Rossville, a third and 13, Drake Mellies found Austin Zeller over the middle of the field and then broke some tackles and then carried four guys with him another 10 yards down to the five. A third and 13, a 42-yard reception. Mellies a five-yard run. It was 24-7 Jackson Heights, and the Bulldogs were on the brink of extension. However, the Bulldogs would score right before halftime. They go on an eight-play, 60-yard drive. And with 16 seconds to go before halftime, they score on a Makai Jackson 25-yard touchdown reception on a bubble screen. And that's where we stood at halftime. Jackson Heights get the ball first, starts second half, three and out punt. Rossville turns it over on downs. And then Jackson Heights shortened the game. 14-play, 55-yard drive. A fourth and one, a fourth and four. They convert both. And it was Kate Holliday, a 7-yard run. With 42 seconds to go in the third quarter, Jackson Heights led by three scores again, 31-14. Once again, Rossville had to score. Much like before halftime, they did it again. They take eight plays, 70 yards, march down the field in the span of a couple minutes, 10:42 to go in the fourth. Makai Jackson, 35-yard touchdown reception on a bubble screen. Boy, the bubble screens were huge. The wide receiver bubble screens, gigantic for Rossville to come back. And once again, it was a 10-point game, 31-21. But Jackson Heights came right back. 10 plays, 60 yards. It was Drew Mellies, a 5-yard run, and we said that could be the final nail in the coffin. Could be the icing on the cake. Could seal the deal with 5:30 to go. Jackson Heights up three scores after the extra point by Ludwig. 38-21. We were talking about, looks like Centralia will be coming to Jackson Heights. And Rossville said, we'll have none of that. Bulldogs, three plays, 70 yards. Donovan, a 39-yard touchdown reception on a, yep, bubble screen. Extra point was good, and things were just getting interesting. 38-28, 4:34 to go. Rossville had only one timeout left. They try the onside kick with Cameron Miller. He's their onside kick specialist. Vincent Daniels, their kickoff specialist. And Miller hit a perfect onside kick, angling near side. Jackson Heights didn't attack the ball, and Makai Jackson caught it on the fly off the bounce. Easy recovery. And Rossville took all of two plays, 46 yards, 16-yard pass to Cameron Badura. Extra point good. And with 4:14 to go, Jackson Heights' lead was down to three at 38-35. If that wasn't enough, Rossville tries yet another onside kick, and this one ricochets off of one of the upmen for Jackson Heights, recovered by Makai Jackson again. And then it takes Rossville just three plays to score, and it is Tayson Horak with the eventual game winner from 6 yards out. And it was 42-38 Rossville. In a span of 2 minutes and 23 seconds, Rossville scored 21 points without Jackson Heights even touching the ball. And then Jackson Heights had one last or a couple last gasp efforts, a fourth down pass that was incomplete, and then stuck with the ball with 12 seconds to go, having to go a long way down the field and didn't have any timeouts. And the clock runs out on the Cobras season, and they end it with a 10-1 record. Rossville improves to 8-3. Rossville, all time against Jackson Heights, they trail the series 4-3, but it's not a best of seven. Rossville's 2-0 in the playoff meetings, 1-78, and the one here in 2024. We talked about Jackson Heights. They had only allowed 29 points all year. 29 points all year. Rossville scored 28 in the fourth quarter. Think about that. Jackson Heights had only given up 29 points all year through 10 games. Rossville scored 28 in the fourth quarter. And they scored 21 in a span of 2 minutes and 23 seconds. It's insane. It's incredible. It's very improbable. And at the end of the night, the Rossville Bulldogs are celebrating a victory in enemy terrain here at Jackson Heights. 42-38 is the final. Let's go through the numbers for you. And MJ, she's our studio engineer, and her and I have teamed up to have some amazing games, and this one takes the cake, and we have had some great games this year on the Pulse. Let's go through the numbers for you, the team totals, the individual stats, and we'll wrap it up. Rossville tonight offensively, Andre Johnson, 8 carries, 73 yards, and a touchdown run. Connor Bush, 6 carries for 22. Tayson Horak was held in check, 14 carries, 67 yards, and a touchdown run, the game winner. Horak throwing the football was 16 of 28 for 274 yards unofficially and three touchdown passes, all in the fourth quarter. Horak had three touchdown passes and a touchdown run just in the fourth quarter. So he stepped it up when they needed it. Andre Johnson, 2 catches for 19. Badura, a catch for 16 and a touchdown. Jack Donovan, 5 catches, 110 yards and a touchdown. Connor Bush, 2 for 24. Mekhi Jackson, 6 catches for 104 yards, 2 touchdown receptions. He also recovered those 2 onside kicks. For Jackson Heights, Cade Holiday, 8 carries, 59 yards and a touchdown. Drake Mellies, 23 carries, 127 yards and 2 touchdown runs. Austin Zeller, 3 for 15. Titus Eisenbarth, 14 carries, 83 yards, and 2 touchdown runs. Drake Mellies throwing the pigskin tonight with 7 of 12 for 99 yards. No interceptions. Cade Holiday, a catch for 4. Austin Zeller, 3 for 67. Titus Eisenbarth, 3 for 28. Total numbers tonight, let's go through those for you as well. The team stats, and 56 plays from scrimmage for Rossville tonight, 60 for Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights, 48 carries for 284 yards. Rossville, 28 carries for 162 yards. Passing yardage, Rossville, 274. Jackson Heights, 99. Total yardage, Rossville, 436. Rossville, 436 yards of offense. Jackson Heights, 383. Jackson Heights had been giving up less than 100 yards of offense by their defense all year long. Rossville at 436 tonight. Turnovers, 2 lost fumbles for Rossville. No turnovers for the Cobras, but the onside kicks, in essence, are turnovers. Technically, they're not, but you don't recover the onside kick, so back-to-back possessions, 3 straight possessions for Rossville. So in a way, that cancels out those 2 turnovers and the 14 points off turnovers in the first half for Jackson Heights. You think about that. 2 turnovers, 14 points, Jackson Heights first half. 2 onside kick recoveries, 14 points off the onside recovery for Rossville. Penalties not really a factor tonight. Jackson Heights 5 for 45, 2 for 10 for Rossville. Jackson Heights led 7 to nothing. It was tied at 7. Jackson Heights up 10-7 and into 1. 24-7, 24-14 at half, 31-14. And then the fourth quarter, Rossville with 28 points. It was 31-21, then 38-21 with 5:30 to play. And the Bulldogs scored 21 points in 2 minutes and 23 seconds. 3 touchdown passes for Tayson Horrock, 1 to Mekhi Jackson, 1 to Jack Donovan, 1 to Cameron Badura, spread it around, and then he ran it in for the game winner with 3:07 to play. And the Rossville Bulldogs are punching their ticket to the state semifinals. They've won state titles in 3A, 3 state championships in 3A, 2 in 2A. They've won 5 titles since 2014, and they would like to add another one at the Class 1A level, and they're 2 wins away from getting that done. And a lot of people thought, perhaps, and I would bet you, many Rossville fans, if they're honest with themselves, thought the season was over at the 5:30 mark. I think a lot of Cobra fans thought, time to get ready for next week. But Rossville pulls off a stunner on the road, scoring 21 points in that 2-minute 23 span, and go on to win it by a final 42-38. Cobras never trailed all season long until 3 minutes and 7 seconds remained here in the fourth quarter tonight. Crazy, crazy stuff. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight. Big thank you to Zach running our laptop for the Cobra Channel. Big thank you to Tyson running our camera. A big thank you to all of the Cobra Channel sponsors, our sports boosters. Big thank you to Oakley Place, Scooters Lawn and Leisure, Integrity Insurance, Nextech Community Healthcare System, Grounded Coffee, Bucati Companies, Tyner Insurance, Denali Home Design, Horrock Legacy Group, Miller Motors, Grounded on the Go, Rossville Truck and Tractor, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, Stock Grower State Bank, and Doug's Pharmacy. Thank you so much for all those sponsors, both on the Cobra Channel and on 96.9 The Pulse, making the radio broadcast and the video stream possible. If you want all the scores, you can get the scoreboard show on our sister stations, 103.9 KMZA, 92.1 KMZA. Jake and Bob will give you all the scores, look at the brackets. I can tell you here on 96.9, we'll update you on a few scores from the area that you might be interested in. Let's see here. It looks like Frankfort, I believe, won over Burlingame in a great game as well. I don't have the official score. I think it's 46-38 was that final. Yep, there we go. Frankfort beats Burlingame tonight, 46-38. So Frankfort and Axtell will play each other. TBL state semifinal, 8-man division 2. Axtell winning their 50th in a row. They take care of Osborne 54-8 after being down 8-0. Central Plains beat Little River tonight, 8-man play 38-32. Southeast Saline wins in 2A over Hoisington 30-8. Buehler beats Wamego in 4A 28-14. Holcomb over Scott City 10-7 tonight. Victoria over Central Christian, 8-man 70-28. Beloit shuts out Garden Plain on the road 19-0. So Southeast Lane Beloit will be in the state semis, 2 league schools in 2A. Inover Central was up on Wellington Big, 44-13 into 3. Hayes beat Hutch in 5A, 28-0. Don't have a final one on Seaman. I was hoping to maybe get a final score on Topeka Seaman, their game against Eisenhower. They were down 20-7 last I saw there. Centralia, a big win tonight, blowing out Pittsburgh Colgan down in Pittsburgh. Take care of St. Mary's Colgan, 46-14. Jacob Plenty ran for 262 and 4 touchdowns. Centralia will now host Rossville next Friday in a 1A state semis. And I believe Nemaw Central ended up winning tonight. I did not have any scores texted to me. 33-27, I believe, was the final. Don't know for sure the final, but they scored late with about 20 seconds left, I've been told. So they will move on and have a chance to three-peat in 2A. So pretty crazy stuff tonight. A lot of great games across the state as we anticipated. Valley Heights, don't want to leave them out. Also representing the TVL, 1A level. They win 37-22. So if Valley Heights and Centralia win next week, you've got an all-TVL state championship in 1A. So lots of interesting possibilities and matchups if you look down the line. But we are now moving on to the Final Four in each class, state semifinals coming up next Friday. What a game it was tonight here at Dave Henry Field, home of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Jackson Heights led virtually the entire way until Rossville puts together the insane comeback, down 17, 38-21 with 5:30 to go. Score a touchdown, down 10, onside kick, recover, score a touchdown in 2 plays, onside kick, recover, score a touchdown in 3 plays, score 21 points in 2 minutes and 23 seconds, and steal this one on the road to keep their season alive, knocking off Jackson Heights by a final of 42-38. We want to give a last shout-out to the seniors. I do this all the time, no matter where I broadcast. When you have a great season, seniors should be recognized, and we wish them the best luck in their future. Cade Holliday, Josh Smith, Titus Eisenbarth, Tash Robinson, Dylan Childs, J.W. Moore, also Daniel Hunt, Max Watkins, and I think that's the 8 seniors. I hope I didn't miss anybody. If I did, I apologize as I'm looking at this roster here very quickly. But it's always tough, that finality when your career comes to an end, and those seniors have done a hell of a job for this football program and head coach Caleb Wick, 8-2 last year, 10-1 this year, but their season comes to an end as Rossville pulls off the stunning comeback, winning 42-38. Stay tuned. Hopefully we'll find out what games we'll be doing coming up on Monday. We'll probably let you know across our family of radio stations. You can always download the free MSC Radio app. You can listen wherever you may be across the world. It's free, and you can listen to all of our radio stations. And as I said, tune over our sister stations if you can get it there on the radio. If not, you can use that free app, as I just mentioned. Listen to 103.9 KNZA or 92.1 KMZA. Some great games tonight, and we had a great one here this evening. MJ, great job as always. Appreciate all your help. Your final score for the final time, the Rossville Bulldogs pull off the stunning comeback, down 17. They score the final 21 in the final 5 minutes, and they win the football game 42-38. They'll move on to the 1A semis next week on the road at Centralia. Good night from Dave Henry Field. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast tonight on 96.9 The Pulse.
Thanks for listening to coverage of high school football here on 96.9 The Pulse, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When the leaves fall, we rise. Keep it locked on 96.9 The Pulse for fall fun and your favorite tunes.